Hey, it's Dark Sands. I'm one of the stars of NYC 22 on CBS Sunday nights at 10 o'clock. You're listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude podcast on riotcast.com.
Hey, Danny.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah. We got a new sponsor for the You Know What, Dude podcast.
So awesome.
Really good sponsor. I'm very proud to announce that Adam and Eve is a new sponsor of the You Know What, Dude podcast. And you know what, Dan? I want to ask you a couple questions because have you been looking to spice things up in the bedroom?
Yeah, I've been looking to do anything in the bedroom.
You've been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie, Dan?
Who doesn't, Bubby?
Well, here's an offer for you. You won't be able to resist.
It's actually an awesome deal. If you go to adamandeve.com for a limited time only, you're going to get 50% off any item you want. That's not all. When you do select your one item at 50% off, you're also going to get 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration and a free extra gift so sensual we can't even mention it on the podcast. A podcast, by the way, which has talked about anal fissures. Yes. And to top it all off, we're even going to throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing.
Free shipping is the best. You get the 3 free movies. You get the 50% off a gift. You get the free extra gift, which is just, you don't even know what it is. So it's a surprise. So it's a double gift because it's free and it's a surprise because we all love surprises. And you get the free shipping, which is the best. Go check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type RIOT, R-I-O-T, for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code RIOT at adamandeve.com.
What's up, fans of You Know What, Dude? Robert Kelly will be performing live at the Kansas City Improv in Kansas City, Missouri on May 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th. That is 4 days of Robert Kelly, dude. Go to robertkellylive.com right now for tickets and check him out. Come see me live, dude! You know what?
We have them. They're called Twisties.
They're called Twisties?
Mm-hmm.
Are they the same flavor?
Yeah, but they're better. They're not as hard. They're like softer, but they're still weird. And they're great. And you get them in chicken flavor as well.
Chicken flavor potato chips?
Yes! Are you kidding me?
That is weird, right?
Corn chips.
Yeah.
No, chicken. I'm going to get Australia to...
We are live for the last fucking 4 minutes listening to you fucking birds argue.
She's trying to tell me Fritos were better in Australia.
We're with another episode of You Know What, Dude? Dan, did you get it yet? Can you do it yet?
You know what, dude?
You stink.
I do stink at it.
Can you do it?
You know what, dude? Ugh. How high was that? That was pretty
awful.
High.
I don't,
I'm glad
we're going with another episode of You Know What, Dude, live from fucking the studio.
The studio? I'm Ron Burgundy.
The studio.
That would be like if you were on some real corny morning show shit, you'd be like, coming at you live from the compound.
Or if we were fucking in this country right here, this country right here. Have you heard this yet? Have you heard this?
There's nothing like it, is there? No. There's nothing like the sunrise, that first wave of the day.
Oh my God.
The trip along the coastline.
Just right across the bay.
This is Australia.
There's nothing like this ancient place.
The ad that Australia made for you guys to come visit.
This organism.
This Singapore.
Oh, this dark-billed mammal.
Da 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 da.
Da 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 da.
Shut up.
Shut up. Stop it. Can't do it. We can't do it yet. Shut it off.
Stop it.
Stop it right there. Just stop it right there.
Okay.
Ugh.
It's
I hate her country. I hate your country. What country? You know your country's shit when you need a commercial for a country. I can understand a commercial for a fucking amusement park or a movie.
Yeah, like Six Flags Sydney.
You don't have one for the whole shit country.
Is there one for us over there? Do we have a commercial over there?
No. You know what our commercial is? Nah.
Freedom.
Yeah.
Winning every war that we get into.
Protecting those fucking Aussies.
Have you ever heard that song before, or they wrote the song?
No, I never heard
the theme song. That's the
I was watching TV late at night, and I almost took my own life because this fucking happy horse shit came on. I wanted to rent the Coca-Cola kid. Anyways, we have a special. We'll get into that in a second. I really do want to get into that. We have a special show today.
Yeah.
We have a great guest today. We have Bob DeBono, very funny comedian, who was at the live show, who did the best. He does the best Rich Voss impression.
It's uncanny.
It's uncanny. He's late, of course, because he's a fucking comic. And then we have, a legitimate guest. I think this is our first legitimate guest. You are actually a friend of mine. He's on the hit show, NYC 22, that's on CBS. He's one of the stars of the show, but that's not all he's done. It's Stark Sands. He's done a million things. I mean, you're a legitimate dude. You're in Star Wars, The Old Republic. What was that? You did something on Family Guy too, right?
That's what I was going to talk about.
Some voices, yeah.
What'd you do on Family Guy?
You know what's funny is one of my friends had gotten a job on Family Guy just doing like celebrity voices.
Yeah.
And she mentioned my name enough times to the casting director that one day my agent called me and said, "Hey, I don't know how you did this, but you just booked Family Guy."
That's awesome.
I didn't even audition for it.
You just booked
it. They just hired me to do three like tiny voices on the show.
Really?
And it's a funny story. I went in and I showed up and actually they sent me the script and the voices I had were tiny. It was like Republican number two and you know, this guy Justin Hackysack, who just nonstop kicking of a hacky sack the whole time.
Ugh.
It was pretty stupid. But one of the characters on the show was...
Can I just say I hate the fucking hacky sack, by the way?
Mm. Yeah.
Almost as much as I hate Australia, the hacky sack.
What about a hacky sacking Australian?
The worst. With dreadlocks, I'll cut his throat myself. I'll do the bid. I'll do the 20-year bid.
You'll make your bones?
I'll fucking make my bones with a fucking hacky sack. A shiv right in a fucking hacky sack Australian's neck. Sorry, go ahead.
Wow.
Start.
That sounds like a good episode. So one of the characters on the show, one of the cutaways, Family Guy is known for their cutaways where they, you know, they'll reference something and then it'll show it for 2 seconds, then come back to Peter and Lois.
Yeah.
So Peter is sitting in bed with Lois and he references Peter Falk and Columbo. Right. And in terms of voices, like that's the family of voices that I can do. That sort of gravelly, like Mo from Chief Wiggum. Well, I'll get to it.
Hang on, he's getting there.
I practiced this so much more than the voices that I'd been hired for. So that if I showed up, I could tell that they hadn't cast the part yet. So right. I finished all my voices and, I was in there with, what's the creator's name?
Seth.
So Seth is on the other side of the glass. Mm-hmm. I've never done this before, but
you really are famous.
I like that he just forgot Seth MacFarlane. Like, I've actually studied his Wikipedia page. He was actually born in Canton, Mass. I was kidding.
We were like playing a game. Seth MacFarlane.
Can you call him right now? Call him.
What's the guy's? What's the kid's name? Who does it?
He's like, I'm on a show. The producer on my show on CBS.
The guy,
Robert.
De Niro.
The two fucking nerds here. I mean, Dan, like,
he did the new Time Warner commercial with the black guy. What's the guy's name?
Dates, balls.
Dates the black chicks. Likes the black. De Niro. De Niro. Go ahead. Well, go ahead.
Likes a nice black bra.
So, hey, Bobby.
So Seth MacFarlane, the genius fucking hilarious guy. Yeah. That guy.
He's the one that's coaching me through the three voices.
Really?
That I did.
Fuck.
And they were mostly me. It was just a tiny variation on the voice that you're hearing right now. A little higher, a little lower, whatever.
Right.
So when it was over, he was like, "I think you're done." I said, "You know what? Actually, I noticed that you hadn't cast the Peter Falk voice yet."
Right.
And I worked on it. So I don't know if you've got somebody. And he kind of smiled and he goes, "Well, to be honest with you, we did just offer it to Peter Falk, so I'm not sure. Not sure you're going to top that." And I was like, "Okay, well, can I just do it for you anyway? Because I worked on it." He goes, "Sure." So the setup.
Wait, stop. Fuck you.
Did you just try to outvoice the guy whose real voice it is?
This is, you understand, dude. This motherfucker went, actually,
I can do it better.
We just gave it to Peter Falk, but God, do you think, kid?
I just wanted to do it just to do it because I knew I wasn't going to get it.
Do you understand the fact that you still fucking stepped on the gas after that? It is fucking that's successful people.
Yeah, because I would have wilted.
I would have went okay.
And like, you know Peter Falk? You called Peter Falk and he's like,
I would have been like, dude,
Peter Falk said it was okay.
You know what? I agree with you. I think Peter Falk's better.
He's so good. He's so good.
Oh god.
Meanwhile, I was like, hold on. Hey, let's take it from the top. Hey Rich, let's reset that. I'm gonna do my Peter Falk for Seth. I'm gonna knock out this Peter Falk.
Knock him. It out of the park.
All right, so he says yes.
He said, why not? I said, you don't have to record it. I just want to do it for you. So the setup is Peter and Lois are talking about how they've got to battle it out with the kids the way that Columbo battles crime, even though he's in his 80s.
Right.
And that's what Peter says. Cut to Columbo in a wealthy suspect's house, but he's like ancient Columbo. You know, he's like, you know, got the hunch and the cane and everything. And so I put on my, you know, I just did it. And I think it was something like,
so, now you say you were at the grocery store at the time of the crime. There's just one thing bothering me. I can't quite figure it out. Is this my house or your house?
That's really fucking funny. That's spot on.
And it's not any good. But I was doing the eye and I was looking. I wasn't paying attention to him. But eventually he hit the button and I heard him and the rest of the people in the room laughing.
Right.
And he was, you know, he was like, oh, it was okay. And anyway, it got me three more episodes.
That's awesome. Oh,
here's the deal, though. If you this is why that's so funny to me, because if you look at Stark. Okay, you look at him. Mm-hmm. I mean, fuck it. Just hear his name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He fits his name. I mean, good looking fucking guy. But the fact that you just fucking wailed out a goddamn old Columbo is that's beautiful. Yeah. That's fucking beautiful. Because you should not be able to do a Columbo voice. That's crazy, dude.
Yeah, you should be standing outside of an Abercrombie and Fitch.
Yeah,
your shirt off.
I would have fucked that joke up because I would have said Finch. I've always said Finch.
That's a hell of a Columbo, though.
Dude, here's the deal.
You worked on that?
I worked on it. It just it was something that I knew that it would be doable, I didn't get it. But
can you do a Columbo, Dan?
No, not at all. Like, not even going to try.
Dan does a lot of voices.
I do three voices.
You do a lot of
Fat
voices.
Kelly.
He does Fat Kelly. She used to be fat.
She used to be obese.
He does her when she was a fat Australian. Go ahead.
So it's Fat Kelly. Talking with a bunch of sausages and cheeses. It's better than roommate. There's nothing better than roommate.
If you're going to go out with Stark, Fat Kelly, where would you take him?
So I'd take him right to the beach and we'd catch our own fish. Just eat him right there.
It's a mockery of
that. He does. Oh, he does. Randy Macho Man Savage.
Oh yeah.
Go ahead. Talk to him.
Oh yeah.
What's
that? I could hear it in your regular voice.
Oh, that's scary. He's like, no, Jesus, you're grizzled.
Well, his nickname is Monster Voice.
Yeah.
Because he sounds like he was fucking born in a puddle in a cave.
That's my favorite description. Yeah.
That's
way better than Hartford Hospital.
What's that? That's his baby voice. He had one little curl in his head and he was chewing on a deer bone.
With one long tooth.
But dude, I first of all, I want to go through your. I have to go through because, dude, you know, fucking Bob. Hang on one second.
I get it.
All right, hang on one second. We're gonna pause this fucking thing.
Up in like.
All right, here we go. We're back. We're back. Bob DeBono just showed up. First of all, I want to thank some unofficial sponsors of the show. Laugh Button Live. Always been a fan of the Robert Kelly's. You know what, dude? I want to thank Blue Microphone for giving us all our microphones. We want to thank the Bandolier, the Go Runner, RUNNUR. Is my bandolier that everybody's so fascinated with.
They're all going to be wearing it soon, you know.
I got one. I actually got one coming from you, Kel.
No.
I got a bandolier coming.
Really?
Are you going to wear it?
Yep.
And I got one for you, too.
Yeah.
You want one? Yes. Did you want one?
I don't know if I have the self-confidence to wear it.
If you don't wear it, you're a you're gay.
That's my gay. That's true.
That's like if you don't like your ass eaten, you're gay in my book. You're gay.
Honey, so, sign me up.
Sign me up. And speaking of fucking ass licking, Adam and Eve, we want to thank AdamandEve.com. We want to thank.
Oh, yeah.
That's our official sponsor. They're paying us some fucking money.
I did some perusing of their adult videos.
I bet you did.
I think Adam and Eve should send us some dildos. I mean, wait a minute, stop.
Don't look at me. Dan just looked at me straight away then. I'm like, hey, whoa.
I meant, Chief. I meant DVDs.
In the shape of a dildo.
Only one person.
I really fucked that up, didn't I?
Ooh, dude, if we get a box full of rubber dicks and no DVDs, I'm going to be angry, but have a hilarious dick fight.
Dan, if we get a box full of dildos, no one's going to see me for about 6 months. No,
first of all, Jesus. Yeah. If I get a box of dildos sent to this house, no one's going to know. Except for me. Because I have a secret draw.
No way.
I also want to thank, I want to congratulate Apostle. Apostle is the winner of the best documentary at Tribeca Film Festival. For that, we actually saw it, Stark, Burn. Mm-hmm. The movie Burn actually won. It won best doc of the festival.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's huge. It's a really good. Huge. So I want to definitely congratulate Apostle and the filmmakers. Mm-hmm. They really, it was a great movie. If you have an opportunity to see it, check it out. It's the documentary called Burn. Unbelievable. We saw it. So let's get all out of the way. Let's welcome our new guest, Bob DeBono.
What's up, buddy?
I call him Wet Lip Bob.
You're like Dan Natterman. Yeah, Natterman. Yeah.
Your bottom lip is always shiny.
Always wet, dude.
I don't know.
How did that happen? Is it always, you see it wet all the time?
Now that I notice it, I'm never going to not notice it.
Is it because I'm wearing lipstick? I don't know why I'm...
It's not wet now.
Not?
I'll keep an eye on it, buddy.
I just slurped it. We were like self-conscious.
We were talking... Stark here is actually a legitimate actor. I want to go through your credits real quick. I'm not doing this to embarrass you at all, but it's pretty impressive because, you know, I'm an actor too. of course, he's the lead on NYC 2-2, which, you know, I'm a part of. And it's so funny. They call it guest starring, I think, every week, which is great.
You?
They say, yeah, at the end.
Yeah.
If you have to,
special guest.
You have to wait to the end, and it's at the bottom, very small, and it goes by fast. That's when they roll the credits fast because they're trying to get to the next show. Uh-huh. It goes 2 seconds. Not even a second, actually. It goes Robert Kelly. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And Daniel's in it too. But you're at the beginning, and you get actually a cartoon made of your face.
Yeah.
Yeah, very sexy guy. But you also, you've been in Generation Kill. You were in that whole
great
series.
Show, and you did a great job on that, by the way.
Thanks, man.
That was an awesome show on HBO.
It was amazing to work on, really.
That's really good. And it's funny, you're going from something like that to a cop.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty alpha male roles.
I started playing soldiers in 2007, and I haven't stopped. I would say that a cop is kind of a step sideways from playing a soldier.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, it's not me in real life at all.
Right.
You know me well enough. I don't really exude soldier.
No.
Like,
you love carving. Yeah. You love scrimshaw. You're a big scrimshaw guy. Why?
I don't even know what that is.
That's the one they get the whale bone and they carve. No? All right then. Nobody? No, you're... I mean, I think the role actually in NYC 2-2 is... It has some of you in it because you're not... legitimately... And, you know, like I always wait people out. I meet somebody and I go, nice guy. But you're going to be a hunk of garbage at some point. You know what I mean? You're going to say something that's going to, you know, oh, these fucking Spanish people. What? I'm sorry. What? Excuse me? Fucking broads, man. This legitimately solid dude for the whole year I've known him. Legitimately nice guy. He's got a beautiful fiance, sweetheart.
Wife.
You're married. Sherry. Congratulations. Yeah,
when I met you, it was
nice.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. They got married at a fucking castle.
Where?
Legitimately.
In England. She's English. And
oh, man.
We found a place that was a castle, had been a castle, and had been converted into a 63-room hotel. And so we filled it with our
He's got the opposite friend. Life of me. Yeah. He's like, I got married in a castle. I sleep in a windowless room in Queens.
Yeah.
Smoke pot all the time. I'm like, I'm kind of lonely, but then I jerk off, and then it all goes away. I'm good at Xbox. Are you good at Xbox? He's like, I played a soldier who saved a little boy. I'm like, I had a dream that I was rollerblading on the ocean. Like, fucking.
Damn.
Opposite Dan.
Yeah. We're filled with angst toward you right now.
Yeah.
No, but he seems like he seems like a genuinely nice guy.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. He was also in Sassy Girl, Dead of the Day, American Dad,
6 Feet Under,
Nip Tuck, Flags of Our Fathers, Family Guy, we already mentioned. Hope and Faith, Shall We Dance, Catch the Kid, Chasing. I mean, this goes on and fucking 6 Feet Under, on and on and on. You've been acting for a long time. You were a kid when you first started.
Well, I was right out of college. I studied acting at USC, and before that I did, you know, plays and musicals in high school. And I just got lucky really early, you know, within the first year of graduation I got that 6 Feet Under job, and it was just timing, you know. I got 2 episodes on the show, and it was right when the show won the Golden Globe for Best Drama, and everybody tuned in to watch those episodes because it just won.
Yeah.
So it was like all these people, what is this show about? I was on season 2, and it was just from that point on, I walked into, you know, auditions, and they'd say, oh, love you on 6 Feet Under, as if I was like a part of the show.
That's awesome. Now, you weren't a child actor, though, right?
No.
That's got to be so fucked up.
I agree.
You did have bangs, though. You did start, this is when you're young. When you're acting, you have bangs. Is when you're young.
What are you looking at?
Yeah, I'm looking at right now is you, Die Mamba Die, I think it is. Yeah, you
had hair in that.
Is that with Jason Priestley?
That's right.
Damn.
How old were you when you first started?
They just got that movie in Australia.
My first job was 6 Feet Under, and I was 22.
Shut up.
Wow.
Can you please play this? Can you please play it?
From the start?
What are we doing?
No, just from where you left off.
Okay.
We're going to be 6 feet under after the show.
This organism.
This fittable.
Oh, this dark-billed mammal.
Da 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 da.
Da 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 da.
Da 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 da.
Only 2 minutes. Let's see if we can get through the whole thing by the end of the hour.
It's her country's commercial.
It's not my country. It's your country's commercial trying to get you guys over there.
Listen,
I make it.
Your dumb country said America's fucking economy shit the bed. We have no money anymore because those fucking Yankees aren't coming over here looking for our shrimp on the barbie. Okay, yeah. And Paul Watson and the fucking Sea Shepherd ain't giving us any cash because the fucking Japanese stop whaling.
Get now, Paul Hogan on the phone. I've got a brainstorm.
He's on the red phone. What? Okay.
Anyways, we're gonna make it through that shit commercial.
Okay.
But dude. Now, what do you have going on now? I mean, we shot the show.
Yeah.
He was, first of all, nice guy on the show, which, everybody on that cast was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, NYC, first of all, I want to plug the show. NYC 22, Sunday nights after The Good Wife.
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock, CBS. De Niro, Jane.
Rosenthal,
fucking awesome. Robert De Niro, their producers, Ken.
Senzel.
I love that I get to throw shit over because I don't know the last name. Richard Price, writer.
Yeah.
Everybody was great. The crew, the cast, everybody was awesome. But you were fucking always a solid guy, never in a fucking bad mood. Sometimes you can show up on set and actors, you never know. Like, hey, how you doing? And they ignore you. You're like, look, I'm an asshole, but I'm a nice guy. Mm. But I'm always pretty much in the middle. You know what I mean? I'm me. When you meet me, I'm me all the time. Yeah. Some people you meet, hey, blah, blah, blah. And the next time it's like, ugh. You're like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
That happens a lot on sets. Mm. It didn't happen on this one too much, but Stark was always a fucking solid dude. He'd show, how you doing? Come up and say hi. So that was awesome for me. But the actual shooting of it was the shit. We did most of it at Chelsea Piers and on location in the Bronx.
In Harlem.
Yeah, in Harlem.
A lot.
They fucked me one night. They gave me the wrong directions. At 11:30 at night, they sent me up there. And you get, because he's a star, you get picked up. right?
You get a courtesy pickup. Yeah,
yeah, a courtesy pickup.
What'd they give you?
A courtesy fucking Metro card. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Got
courtesy. I got courtesy.
Take unlimited. The one day unlimited.
I got fun courtesy pass. Directions to where I could either take a cab, walk, or bicycle to the
What's
set.
What's your role on this thing?
I'll get to that. Oh, okay. But
he's the police chief.
the guy gave me the wrong train stop, so I got off at the Polo Grounds at 11:30 at night.
Oh, hey, where the Giants used to play.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, they used to. There's a reason why they used to play there.
Now it's people being.
Yeah, I got out.
It's a rape fest.
Yeah, so Jesus, I don't know if they're raping people. I'm not saying that. Well, but I'm
not on the baseball field.
This is the worst part. I'm white and I had a Red Sox hat on.
It's like
I'm asking for it.
Yeah.
Either I'm a cop or I'm asking for it. Either I'm going, come on, fuck with me. I got a badge.
Sadomasochistic.
I had to hide between streets, literally, because every street I went on, they were like, "Yo, what's up? What do you want?" Because like, they were doing some creepy shit. So I hid between streets, called the fucking the PA up. I was like, "Dude, you gave me the wrong." He's like, "Oh shit, sorry, man."
Yeah.
He's one of those guys. Sorry, man. And I'm like, "Fucking sorry."
Are you almost here?
I'm fucking hiding between the fucking Toyota Oldsmobile right now. I'm fucking trying not to get taken out.
It's like Judgment Night.
Starring in my own show right now.
That was a great movie, by the way.
Unbelievable.
Dennis Leary.
Mm-hmm.
Emilio Estevez.
Stephen Dorff.
Fucking look at you. Did they have that in Australia?
It's the biggest hit there.
They have that in Greenland.
Did they fucking dub over the voices? Mate, where you going? It's my block, mate. So yeah, the show is fun. It's actually funny and dramatic, I would say.
Yeah.
It kind of tries to hit both. That's what me and Daniel are kind of in there for.
Yeah.
But you guys have some funny shit too. Last night's episode was actually pretty good, where you were like, "Does this wash off?" And he goes, "No."
Yeah.
And you're like, "Ugh, he's got green because the bank stuff exploded on him."
No, the bank bag.
Somebody steals a bunch of money, and there's a dye pack in the money, and so when he tries to open it, it explodes, and it explodes on me too.
Yeah.
So I have this yellow, like fluorescent yellow.
Yeah. He looked like he just got done raving at a gay club. Yeah. Shoot green on me.
Do you guys have a lot of stunts in this? Like you get thrown around and stuff?
Yeah. There's more and more over the course of the season. It started out as more of a gritty character driven thing, and then it changed over the course of the season. It became much more action based and stunty, and which was cool. I liked it all. There wasn't anything too crazy, but there was some cool explosions that
"Oh shit, I can't do this."
Not me, some people, but I was
really. Yeah. All right, we're going to leave that. The show's still on. Listen, I will not let this show be taken apart. I was on the set. It was this shit that happens. But here's the deal. Fucking watch the show. If you're a fan of this podcast, Sunday nights, just record it. You can record it now. You can... Don't watch it, but record it. Just record the fucking thing and support the show. It's actually doing all right.
It's doing okay.
It's doing... I mean, after The Good Wife, it's got like 7.9 million people.
We've won our time slot every single week.
The only thing that they're bitching about is that it's not the
demo.
Yeah, it's... They're 85-year-old people that are watching it, but they want when they look at that's because of me. I take credit for that.
That's your demo, right?
That's not your demo.
No.
That's my demo. Fat cop Bob.
We like him. Hey, did you guys ever get to meet De Niro?
No. What? You did.
I did.
Oh,
you motherfucker! I just said that. You did.
Yeah.
What was that like?
It was really cool. We the way that TV...
I don't like stop. Everybody just turned away from me and turned to you. What's that like?
Why am I interviewing you now? It's this show.
No, you're doing good.
Sorry,
you're doing great.
Shut
questions.
Up.
Go ahead. No, you're doing great. I just guys. That's
a hell of a mug you got there.
I got this in a New York City street fair, and my wife hates that I got it, but it reminds me of my childhood.
Mm-hmm. Aw.
I just wanted to say childhood like that. So you met De Niro.
Mr. De Niro was, we shot the pilot in March of last year, and then the show got picked up for series. They ordered 12 episodes, and like 4 months later, we all got back together to shoot the show. And the pilot is the first episode that you saw three weeks ago. When we were getting together to shoot the full season, he took the series regulars out for dinner at one of his, at like his hotel restaurant. He's a hotel in
Newbie. Nobu?
Not Nobu. He's got a hotel in,
you went
in
to
Tribeca.
Wait a minute. You went to his hotel and had dinner with him?
With him and his wife.
And what did he say?
He was great. I mean, he was sitting at the other end of the table next to House. So House was talking to him all night. House
really?
Was one of the other actors in the show who can talk.
Right.
And I didn't get the same
He's the black dude on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's... Look at...
House. Well, De Niro likes black chicks. First, so.
This is true.
First of all, House, he's funny. It's like hanging out with Keith Robinson. Or an Artie Fuqua. And Godfrey and Keith Robinson mixed.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he's a good looking, but he's fucking... Blah, 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 blah. I like House a lot, though. He makes me laugh.
Me too.
He does, because... But the thing is, he'll come up and he'll bust your balls. But if you get him with a good one, he'll be like, "Ah, man, what the fuck's wrong with you?" You know what I mean? Like, go! He'll make fun of your mother and your fatness, and then you'll smash him with a nice fucking poor man's Jamie Foxx or something. What, motherfucker? Come on, man!
Yeah, every time there's one episode or one scene in every episode where we're all together in the muster room. It's usually the beginning of the episode. Yeah. We're all standing in line, just listening to our orders for the day. And that was the day the only day where the whole cast was together for an afternoon or a morning.
Yeah.
And that I always enjoyed watching House try to make fun of Bobby here and just getting crushed every time.
Here's the thing. My mother told me a long time ago, make fun of yourself. If you know you're a fucking piece of shit, then nobody can do it. I know.
Who's gonna
I'm a
funny?
Bald, finished nothing dummy. You can't get me. What else
do
you
dead.
Got, stupid? You're a good-looking
you really
young,
are, yeah.
You're a good-looking young black man. I got your number.
You're like Rocky in Rocky 3 when he fucking isn't scared of Clubber Lang anymore. Yeah. You're like, you ain't so bad.
Yeah, you ain't so bad.
He's getting fucking rocked in the head.
Put the evidence in the car, Junior. But Daddy, put the goddamn evidence in the car. He's funny, but
he's very. Every other day when you weren't around, he was the funniest guy on set. He took on.
You're
that
saying
role.
Bobby was the funniest guy on set?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the man.
Well,
damn.
He makes me laugh though. House was a fucking idiot, but he made me laugh. Yeah. But here's the thing: the show's pretty good, man. I think the show. CBS has some of my favorite shows. Person of Interest is fucking awesome. Hawaii 5-0, I love.
And 60 now, Minutes.
First of all,
I like 60 Minutes.
NFL football.
60 Minutes. They're dying.
No, they're not.
The guy's
died too.
One eye is drooping down, looking down. The other eye's looking that way, and he's in. So when you, what the fuck? Let somebody else have a shot.
They
retire.
Do.
They're fucking awful.
Can they call 15 Minutes. That guy's not going to survive 60.
I'm not going to let you guys make fun of my favorite news magazine on television.
Didn't that guy just die on the show, though?
He did.
Andy Rooney, thank God.
No, Andy Rooney died. There's been a bunch of deaths.
Because they're 100. They won't retire. Oh, these cocksuckers. Let somebody else have some fucking after insurance. These guys are.
I want to see some 22-year-old being like, "So that's gonna fucking suck, right?"
That's
gonna suck. You fucking want some a seasoned vet? I want a seasoned journalist.
Okay, hang on. Let's stop for 1 second. Hang on. We're gonna take a 1 second. Wait.
How much
Fuck
you love
Dan,
CBS?
You know what? Back. Fuck you, Dan.
I don't even see why you're angry at me.
I hope they all die.
You know what? I hope they don't. I hope they live forever.
They won't, because their eyes are drooping.
So what?
Anyways, back to you. Back to our show. Our show. make sure you check it out. NYC 22, Sunday nights, after Good Wife, 10 o'clock. It's a fucking great show. It's new, and it's evolving. Mm-hmm. Because as you were saying, all of a sudden it was this, then it changed to this. What I didn't know is what I learned this year on TV, because I've done TV but one episode. And I'm out.
Yeah.
Okay. I've done guest starring stuff. And then I did Dennis Leary's show a long time ago. But on that, it was like there was the writer and the director, and that was it for the whole episode. But when you do more than one episode of something, there's a different director, there's a different writer, a different production crew, every fucking show. So it's like, and they write different, and it's a different feel
style.
Why do they do that?
Because they can't have it. They have to do it week after week after week. So
the director has to, when he's finished shooting the episode, has to go and edit the episode, and that has those responsibilities. Oh, so they can't continue shooting.
That must be hard to keep the continuity of the show without changing, because the writing can be different, like you said.
Yeah, there's a team of writers. There's about 5 or 6, and they're all great, but they do have different voices, and so it is interesting.
That's not true. But they're all mostly good. No, I'm kidding. I mean, see, that's why he's a professional actor and he has a career, and I'm fucking doing this in this.
Here's a question for both
studio?
Of you. Can I ask you both a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
When you both don't point see something,
at us.
When you,
don't point at us. That's bad luck.
Can you both lip? Look at,
yeah, can't get laid.
Now I'm self-conscious. When you guys, look at.
You should carry around bread to wipe off your bottom lip.
I've never had this wet problem. Why am I so wet? I'm sopping wet today.
That was great.
I'm like it's a loaf of scally bread just to wipe that wet bottom lip off. Go ahead.
Natterman's living inside teeth. Me right now.
Go ahead. Do you do a Natterman?
Yes. Well, I might do a Norm MacDonald, but it sounds like Natterman.
It is the best Norm MacDonald.
I'll do it.
Hey, how's it going there? Hey, I ever lied to someone for no reason there? You ever do that there? Yeah, you're like, I saw that movie. There, in the back of your mind, you're like, I never saw that movie.
That's
and nothing to gain by that lie there, you know what I mean?
And the best Jack Nicholson you'll ever hear.
Oh, can we?
Do you realize I work? Do you like to be interrupted when you're dancing around your little garden? Well, I work all the time. So never, never interrupt me, okay?
You even got the face.
Wait, hang on 1 second.
Jesus.
This is what we're going to do. I want to go from you to your fucking character.
Oh, no.
Now, listen to me. Please, just trust me on this. Then we're going to go from
Dan.
I want to go to you doing whatever character you choose.
Dan's got his arms crossed. What's wrong? Why are you're rocking him in a shell. What's happening?
I don't know. Why is she calling me out of my body language? I'm sitting there enjoying Bob's Jack Nicholson. She's like,
I don't know, Dan. Maybe I'm other people on the podcast that can do voices. Maybe you're feeling a little bit threatened.
No, no, no.
Oh, wow.
Oh, did you see her dumb, sinister laugh when she did that?
I did.
Is this what this is all about?
I did.
No, I love it. Yeah. Bob's one of my favorite people. I will stand first around Bob and just go, Bob, can you do this, doing that?
That's great.
He does. He's
first
he's
of all,
I love it.
Turnpike One doesn't was making fun of at Turnpike One doesn't make fun of Kelly's voice anymore.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. So you know what we say to that?
Fucking fuck you! Suck my dick.
That's something I say all the time.
Listen, I just want to hear your. I want your impression. Then you go. I'm going to go to you, and then I want to go whatever one you want to do. You ready? 1, 2, 3, go.
Well, here I am. I'm sitting next to a very good-looking actor who plays a soldier on a show that I happen to love.
Well, it's just one thing. It just doesn't make sense to me. I'm just trying to figure it out, and I can't quite remember what it
This is the worst casting job for our new Princess Bride. All of us.
Oh, yes.
We got the greatest actor of all time, a great detective, and a giant.
I really hate to sound rather petulant, but I am an A-lister. I mean to throw it in your little fucking faces, but I shouldn't even be on this shit cast.
That was fucking brilliant.
That was great.
That was brilliant, dude. You can't fuck around with that. That was brilliant.
Fucking Andre the Giant.
So I was questioning earlier about, you guys ever look at a script and can you go to the writer and go, you know, I have an idea for this? Or do they get weird with the show?
I did. I got very little lines, okay? We came in maybe one or two scenes a show, right? Mm-hmm. We were there to kind of break the monotony up.
Monotony.
You can do it.
I can't.
You
monotony.
Can do it. Come on.
It's monotony.
Yeah.
It's good.
I fucked up on that. I can't say two words. Ready? I can't say two words. One is philanthropist. Hang on.
I can't see that either.
Let me give you the other one. Let me give you the other one. Fucking stethoscope.
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 Is it? Stethoscope.
And she's got it.
And soder.
Soder.
And soder.
Fucking soda. Soda.
Fucking dog. Fuck you.
All right. Anyway. I am a hunk of garbage.
Stethoscope.
Philanthropist. Philanthropist.
Stethoscope.
Yep. My lips don't allow me to say it, Dan.
Maybe they're all slick. Maybe they're all slick like Bob DeBoto.
I can say it. My lips are wet. I'll say it. Soder.
He's got fucking... Soder. His bottom lip is all LL Cool J.
Soder. I lick it a lot.
You think I'm meant to hurt you?
Yeah.
Fucking LL
what
mouth.
What the fuck was that?
That's what the only thing that? I could say like LL Cool J.
Oh, again.
What song is that from?
Oh, with it. Oh, I need love?
Some, yeah.
I need love?
I need love.
You think I'll put my jacket over a puddle.
Everybody always kisses. I think I'm meant to hurt you.
Oh, that's a pout. That is a goddamn pout.
That's a great fucking LL. Just that one. Thing.
Just the only, that's the only line.
So what was your question again? Wet lips.
God.
What'd you say? Oh, I
changing
did.
Scripts.
I did, yes. Well, they gave me a couple lines a show. Me and Daniel would have, you know. And it kind of bummed me out, too, because, you know, look, not for nothing. You know, I can act. You see, I've done, look, that was what great about Louis is that Louis gave me some serious shit to do. Mm-hmm. He called me up. Fuck, it was the wrong thing to do, but he called me up. He was like, can you cry in a scene if you needed to? You don't really supposed to do that to an actor. I was like, yeah, but now... You know, I'm waiting a whole month.
Yeah,
I'm
to like, cry.
I'm gonna. I can do it. I can. And then you get the. You know, it really had to. And they had me with this fucking theater actress, this old theater actress. I'm like, oh Jesus. So I really did my homework,
you
and
had to
I
dig.
And
deep.
I'm. But she kept forgetting her fucking lines.
What?
What?
So she kept. What's the line? So I'm literally. I'm trying to build up this emotion. Mm-hmm. I got my fucking thought, and I'm ready. And you know, what's the line? I forget the line. I'm like, oh, you fucking twat.
You're over there crying, going,
yeah.
Would you fucking just get the line to work?
Well, look, I'm not. I don't claim to be a great actor, but I can act. I can chop it up. I've been in some flicks.
You can mix it up.
So yeah, Louis was fucking great.
That was
so,
a great scene, Bobby.
Yeah, it was awesome. Really you've apparently never seen it.
I haven't gotten there yet.
Well,
I'm
Kelly,
see it. It's
five
really
episodes
good.
Into
can
the
we get
season.
On that, please?
Yeah.
Anyways, it's so I was kind of bummed out that I never got, and it, I'll tell you this, I could be wrong. You know, when they give you these little one liners, you can come off bad acting,
yeah.
Because when you say these lines, it's hard to say something without something before it or after it. It's hard to just whip out something. Hey, so where you guys going? It's like, oh.
Yeah.
Like one line that they, thank God they let me change was somebody made a fat joke to me. And I went, hardy har.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I couldn't say it. I told my manager.
Like
I go,
philanthropist.
I go. No,
hey, all right.
I could say it. Yeah. I just didn't want to say
speak
it. Well, I didn't want to. Look, I'm funny, dude. I'm too funny to say hardy har.
Yeah.
I'm too fucking funny to go hardy hard.
Who even says that? Yeah.
Well, I get the joke is this, ready? It's a throwback. It's a callback to the Honeymooners.
Yeah.
Okay, I get
hardy
it.
Hardy hard.
But it's not funny for me. You make me look like a piece of shit in every other episode. Mm. So you set me up to be this dick in the first episode, a ball buster to these guys that kind of has a leg up on them. And now I'm hardy. Fuck you. It's not happening. I
was
can't
this
do
the
it.
Exact conversation you had
in my head.
Oh, okay.
And then when I went up, I was like, "Hey, excuse me, sorry to interrupt. Is that a crawler?"
I just say hard. And hard.
Lovely chair you have there.
I brought Jello for everybody. I made it myself. All right, my wife made it, but whatever.
You'll meet her.
Here's some bread pudding and steak tips. But no, I walked up, and the guy was cool. I just said, "Dude, come on, I can't say this." And he was like, "What do you want to say?" I go, "Let me do this." And I just, you know, I laughed. I said, let me laugh at him. This is what I would do with my friends if you made a fat joke. I go, ha, 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 and then stone face him. And I go, ugh, or something like that. And he was like, all right, that's great. And he let me do it.
And, then he goes, hey, can I have a word with you on the side? Don't you ever fucking do that.
No. Dude, the first pilot episode.
Fucking embarrass me like that again. I will make sure that.
No, he was actually
never
really cool.
Never work in this town again.
I was nervous, but he was awesome with that. That writer was great.
Yeah.
But the first episode, the Wikipedia line,
yeah,
that's all fucking me.
Yeah,
and that guy's that he's got a fucking name now. He's in the show and his name is Wikipedia because of fucking Bob Kelly. I give people parts.
Look at that.
The kid stays in the picture. But they were good with that.
They
with
were
me.
Good with that. You know, you have to be delicate about. I prefer to be delicate about it. This is the writer's words. They
this is his baby.
Yeah. So I think what I like to do if something just isn't coming easily for me, if it doesn't roll off my tongue the way that I'd like it to, I will try to have a powwow and say, is there another way I can say this? And
like my way.
Yeah.
Can you say that? Can I say this another way, like the way I want to do it?
Some people are much more blunt about it. And I've been on shows and I've worked with people who just, insult the work and say,
name names.
Who talks like this? Like, Lily Tomlin. Who talks like this? This is fucking stupid. And you're like, oh,
you should name names for us.
The writer's right there. Don't say that.
Yeah. Jesus, Kelly.
Look. I think if you're delicate and you say, look, can we? Is there another way to say this? Usually they'll be totally helpful. They want it to sound good too.
I like that Stark's like, well, like being very professional. Okay, like,
man, just fucking kill me. What are you saying? Who's he? Who's saying it? Clean the feet, kill you again.
She, I like that she liked that, though. I mean, because we come off good. We might get some dirt.
What? I reckon, though, when you talk about the writers, though, the best writers are the ones that know how to direct and know how to act. Because when you get a writer who has never touched, who's never acted, never directed, I find there's a massive disconnection between the conversation between the actor and the writer.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't understand what we're coming from. And that's why someone like Louis is so great, because he does all of it. So he knows when you go to him and go, I don't understand this, he can explain it in words we understand as the actor.
Louis's not afraid to give you a line read, too, which most actors will fucking not accept. They really, giving an actor a line read.
What does that mean?
That means say it this way. Like, God. I want you to say
do it just like this.
Do it just like this. And Louis will do that, but at the end. Like, he'll let you go. Yeah. And then he'll just say it this time. And it's not the one he picks. You know what I mean? He'll pick yours. Louis knows how to get something out of you, too. He'll explain it to you. Like, look, man, it's... You're saying this, this is why I wrote this, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he also lets you just go off in between. Like, me and him were sitting on the exercise bikes just yapping. And he was like, just film this shit because it's interesting. We might use it. Hmm. You know, that's as creative as you can get on a TV show. Well, no, there's a whole scene we talked about getting a girl pregnant. And I was just asking him because he's had kids. I was like, when you put your thing in the vaginal canal, he's like, I'm sorry, did you just say vaginal canal? Is that okay? No, we're in the vaginal canal. And yeah, when you dump your kids, the sperms. He's like, in the vaginal canal, you know, he's and I'm just fucking around at this point too. I'm like, yeah, when they go inside of the, is there like a cone or what's the egg? Where, how far is the egg up? Like, he's like, it was just so funny. And we just kept going. And then he was like, fuck this, film this shit. Yeah. I mean, that's, Louis C.K. is as creative as you can get on TV. He writes it, directs it, stars in it.
And edits it.
Casts it. Edits it on a fucking Mac, and then sends it in, and they air it.
Wow,
that's it.
He has full control.
There's nobody from FX there. They air what he sends.
That's awesome.
That's the deal. But he doesn't make money. He doesn't get $1 million an episode, or $1.5 million an episode, which a show like that would cost on network or whatever. He gets $250,000. But he gets a back end if it does well. Which it's fucking killing.
It's also made him a much bigger name in the last couple of years. Like, the first thing I saw of his was that the Conan clip where he made fun of
Chairs in the Sky.
Yeah. And it just went viral. And now that was, I think, the beginning for me. And I'm not as in the scene as you guys are.
Right.
But,
How fucked up would it be if I was like, me too? That's actually the first I heard of him as well.
Yeah, I didn't. That? I don't. Who are you talking about?
I'm still not a fan.
I just don't. Right. I don't like redheads.
I don't get it. Yeah. I don't get it.
I don't like bald redheads.
He's the best. But you're right. That is something that. And then his show was. I'm just watching Bobby stare at Bob.
I know. Is it my lip again?
No, you were about to say something, and Dan his voice is so much better than yours.
In the puddle.
Okay, what were you going to say?
I don't know. I forgot.
Exactly. Dan, speak.
Bark.
Listen to me.
I got all these new headphones for nothing. Does everybody like the headphones?
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, they're heavy.
Are they heavy?
Yeah, and they feel good. They're like, they're good ones. You can tell they're
like, well, don't use a fucking heavy as a negative.
He really just Jewish. He just Jewish mommed you.
Yeah. No, they're nice. They're a little heavy, but they're nice.
Oh, heavy in a good way.
Helps the vibe.
It hurts my head, but don't I like worry. It. I can hear it better.
Yeah, it's like wearing gold headphones, but no,
like giant earrings.
You couldn't have spent your money on something different.
They make lighter ones,
like better cables or something.
Thank you to the fans for the donations for these headphones.
We have to thank the fans for something else.
What's that?
Didn't I get some donations?
I'm going to bring this up. Stark, just to let you know that...
brace yourself, buddy, okay. in for a bumpy ride.
And Bob DeBono. What was that? Did you break my chair?
I don't know. I leaned back in the chair and I heard something.
Did you break my fucking chair?
I don't know.
You and your fucking...
I don't think I did.
Your stupid monster fucking body.
Oh, you no, dipshit.
I'm so big and awkward.
You really are. fucking stupid Nuggets hat.
Go Denver Nuggets.
I hope they do. By the time
this episode airs, they'll probably be knocked out by the Lakers.
I hope they go the way of the fucking Buffalo.
For the buffalo is still a majestic creature that follows itself in the northerns and south Dakotas.
Okay, now Kelly, we had an episode where Kelly, we talked fat Kelly. Kelly used to be bigger. Kelly was bigger girl. Jeez. I mean,
sure, gripper for a person.
Hey, Buffalo Bill, welcome back.
Bob, Kelly used to be a bigger girl. If you go to her,
I like Bob's just laughing at that.
It made me laugh.
That laugh. Oh, God damn it.
So, okay.
You fat cunt.
Loosen up.
You fat, stinking whore, okay?
Wait a minute, he's doing a character.
Show fat, okay?
He's doing a comic called Rich Voss.
Oh, okay. Another guy you don't know. Well, another guy like Louis C.K. Less famous.
Rich Voss is great.
You're not going to see him on a viral video. No. You might see him fucking because he gets a viral infection.
Why is my career going nowhere? Okay.
How'd you like that?
Trajectory is down.
How'd you like that bomb I just threw up there? Did you like that, Voss?
Yeah. Loosen up, okay? I have more credit in anybody here, okay?
So Kelly used to be a fatty boombaladdy, and she lost a lot of weight, and we brought up on the, how'd you lose it, figuring diet or whatever, but it was actually what was it? Anal
fissure.
It's anal bloody
asshole.
You had an anal fissure.
It's not a bloody asshole, Dan.
Fissure.
And you lost weight?
Yeah.
Because of the anal
Because it was like it's like a tear. And this is the last time.
Is that from anal sex?
No. Oh. It was just a freak thing that happened to me. And I just I never went to a doctor for like 8 months because I just thought it was, I don't know. And then
she was on the coral reef and she stepped on one of those fucking monster rock fishes.
I thought I had bad luck because I looked at a koala in the eyes.
I fell in the shower.
It's bad luck in my country.
No, it was just a freak thing.
What are you fucking doing, fella? There is shit popping out everywhere in my ass.
What is some potatoes, hey?
There's a potato
Jesus
in my ass.
Jesus, Mary Joseph. No, I'm an American now.
So, how do you know you have a fissure, though?
Because it was extremely painful every time I had to do a poop.
Oh, man.
And you'd let that go on for 3 months without seeing
a
doctor?
No, I'm sure like 7 or 8 months.
Jesus, oh, you didn't have a soldier.
Because I went to the doctor twice and they misdiagnosed me. So then by the time I got to the third doctor,
kind of a grimy animal goes 7 months. It's like, oh, hell, I know it hurts, but I got a shit.
Because they all told me.
She's like a fucking nom vet that doesn't have coverage.
You don't know where I've been.
Yeah, I saw things in the shit. Oh, it's coming out again. I'm losing so much weight.
I was just scared to eat for a while. So I just.
So, and
my wife's ass looks like Jackie Chan, okay?
She didn't have insurance either, Stock. Okay. So she didn't have insurance. You were here, right?
Yeah.
She was in a new country. She didn't have insurance. So we decided, I said, you know, the
anal
fissure telephone.
That really
is money for your ass. Yeah.
Well, I told the fans, I said, look, on this day, when this podcast comes out, which was 3-4 weeks ago, whatever donations we get on that Monday, go to Kelly. All right. So we got donations that day. We
people care about my asshole.
Well,
real quick,
they do.
Real quick, you recapping Kelly's ass bleeding.
Yeah,
it really does sound like a fucking grandparents immigrant story to America. My grandma was here for 6 months. No money.
No
bloody asshole. Just wanted to work. Just wanted to work and live in the American dream.
Live in the dream with a bloody asshole.
Your meemaw had a bloody butthole.
My meemaw.
Wasn't
a bloody.
Is that hereditary? Did your grandmother have
it? It is, actually.
Everyone have a bad ass?
There is some bowel issues in my family.
What did we say on that episode? said that a witch cursed her family?
No, it was a gypsy. Yeah. A gypsy cursed
her
family.
What was the date that was supposed to happen?
That was the 9th of the April.
9th of April.
That's
so,
my yeah. birthday. That was my birthday.
Well, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. You're bleeding on my birthday, too.
Yeah, so here's the deal. Hang on one second, guys. Here's the deal. We took the nobody donated on the 9th, but I had to give a couple. I had to give a couple days leeway, so I took the 10th, which somebody donated. Do you know the person who donated?
No, but someone did message me on Twitter and said, "I just sent you some money for your asshole."
Okay, so
now he wants to stick something in it.
And so, I was like, "Thank you so much."
I took the next 3 days. I took the next 3 days,
it's
which
you got a
was
heart.
The 10th. I have a regular asshole, so I took the 10th, the 11th, and the 15th. So Ben, Daisy. Vidal Espino and Mark
thank you, Dan.
Cote. I don't know his fucking name. I mean, get regular names. Fucking, where are they from?
He donated to you.
Mark, mm-hmm. Vidal, and Ben, thank you very much. You made $70.
Yay!
So here,
oh, that's so exciting.
Here is the money in cash.
Yeah. I don't know whether I should go to the doctor
here's
again 20? Or eat a steak.
That will.
Oh, yeah.
No, spread 20. It out. Spread it out. No, don't do it in a lump sum. Rest of the podcast, give her a little bit of money when she does something good.
So every time she says,
she does something, she does something good, you give her a little bit of money.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So, well, I'm
Peggy Bundy it and put it down there.
It's not going to save your ass. You can probably get ointment for that amount of money.
Well, I don't know. I might go to the doctor. But no, but I haven't had a steak in a while. I'm like,
that's
you
your copay
a nice
right
meal.
There.
You're going to get a nice meal. I have some food after we're going to feed you. I'm going to feed Kelly. After we have American chop suey, my wife made last night to welcome her to this country in her asshole because it's American and it's red like her asshole when she first moved here.
It's not bleeding anymore.
I know.
It's just painful.
That's what your asshole sounds like.
Those long subway rides.
Why am I waiting?
In the mirror?
I'm just giving it to her. What's she going to do? I'm going to make her jump through hoops. She had a bloody asshole, dude.
Yes,
this is for you. You want me to wait?
No, I'll just give it to her.
Yeah, take the money.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Mark, Vidal, and Ben.
Mark, Vidal, and Dan.
One of those didn't donate to your asshole, but they did. I made it happen.
Aww. Thanks, guys. This means
I have another gift for you.
Working.
What?
I have this.
Oh, a summons from INS.
No, I have this for you. This
is
to record your sets.
What?
This is
I
called.
Have one of those.
Is this some crazy
bullshit.
Like? Did I just win some
this
kind
is,
of
from,
game show?
This is from Blue Microphone. It's called the Mikey. It works
what?
On. It doesn't work on your iPhone. That's why you don't have it.
I have the iPhone.
you don't have the. That's right. She has it because
what
she has
is
the iPhone.
This?
That's
do
to
I
record
this
your
for?
Sets. That's for you.
That's a good one. I have the other one, the open Mikey.
Okay. That's for you.
So that's the better
Bob.
One.
Good.
You know, that's a
then,
much
Bob,
better one.
Here's another gift
that,
too.
Mate, that's awesome.
This is for you too.
You get
a Yeti
microphone.
You already got one.
Oh my God.
That's for you, Kelly.
Guys.
That's for you. So you can actually record some promos at your house, put it in your Dropbox, and send it.
Guys.
Well, I would make that plural, but that's cool.
yeah, no, I wouldn't either.
I'd make that
because I am green with envy.
Well,
you
got one.
I know.
One.
I'm kidding.
You got one. That's from another Blue
thank
Microphone.
You so much.
Thank the guys at Blue Microphone
thank
and
you.
The guys at Laugh Button.
Oh,
Laugh Button.
Thank mm-hmm. you, Blue
Laugh
Microphone.
Button Live.
Thank
those
you,
guys
and Laugh Stub.
I'm gonna tweet them when I get home.
Laugh Stub.
And Laugh Button.
This is the nicest
button.
Thing, guys. Thank you
Laugh
so
Button
much.
Live actually gave you that.
Laugh Button
and
Live.
And they gave you the Mikey and Blue Microphone. Blue Microphone, oh. Laugh Button Live. Thank you for supporting the show and hooking poor Kelly and her bloody asshole
this
up.
This is amazing. I'm going to get good stuff like this.
There you go,
are you
going
to make a speech now?
Go ahead.
She really is holding it like an award.
I really want to thank everybody. Make a speech, Kelly.
I can't believe this is happening to me.
Oh, my God. This is so amazing. Thank you so much, everybody.
All because my butt was bleeding. Thank you.
I never would have won this without my asshole.
Thank you.
I
want to
thank my asshole and years of bad dieting have got me where I am today.
All right, listen, here's the deal. We're going to take a quick bathroom break. We're around an hour in. We're going to take a quick bathroom break and then we're going to be back with Stark from the NYC 22.
Damn.
I forget your name on the show. What is it?
Kenny McLaren.
Kenny McLaren.
Such a white guy's
Irish
name.
That's a super Irish name.
Yeah, but he's having sex with a black chick.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn. All right.
Last night was the first he moved in last night, made his move, and had his first kiss last night. And I want to talk to you about that because you said something interesting about actually kissing somebody and being married.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a couple things I want to talk to you about, and we're going to get back with Bob DeBono. Yeah.
Also known as the LL Cool J this episode.
Yeah.
You think I meant some
The guy can't get laid. Can't get laid.
What? He's doing Dan Adamus.
That's Dan Adamus.
That's good. That's a good one, Bob.
I have no idea where my career is going. It's all shit. It's all bullshit.
His voice is all
can't
the
deal with it.
Yeah, but don't you do comedy in France?
I do, yeah.
Aren't you a lawyer?
I am. It's going nowhere. I decided to quit.
I love him.
All right, we're gonna be back after. We're gonna take a little piss break. We'll be right back, and we're gonna take. Right. So check out. This is
she me in a few minutes after I decapitate this stupid B comic next to me. Okay, this should be my show. Loosen up.
All right, check out the sponsors of the show and make sure you do what the fuck we tell you.
This is Chief Subscribe. You are listening to the You Know What Dude podcast. For if you want more things, for something to cover your bare chest, go to riotcast.com and check out the merch page. For there, you can see the majestic alligators fighting with weapons that only the bravest of braves have. You can also have the shirt of the man they call Dangerous Joe, for he has four eyes like that of a dangerous sea urchin. And yet, he holds himself with the regard of a high priestess. You can also go to riotcast.com and listen to the other podcasts where you can subscribe to them. Like that of The Hammer Fisting, describing two men in battle. You can also listen to I Hate My Wife with Rich Voss and Barney McFarlane. Rich Voss, a very funny elder chief with teeth like that of the... with Ivory. Riotcast.com and subscribe to the You Know What Dude podcast, for let the other people in your tribes know that the You Know What Dude podcast is and for that I thank you.
We're friends of the Indian,
for we are friends of the earth and friends of the sky. The You Know What Dude podcast, and come to our casino where we have free chicken finger night.
Yeah, it was a lot thinner because I was smoking. Okay, I had a drug, and then I got rid of the drug 8 months ago.
So my mother gained 40 pounds herself.
Fuck, I don't give a fuck about
Bobby.
Meals,
you're gonna,
no, I'm kidding.
You're gonna be back,
she's
man.
She's in great shape now.
You're gonna be back. You know why?
She's ripped now.
Because you're losing weight.
Bobby Kelly's
losing weight.
You know I'm gonna be. Losing weight. Oh, I love that gets it stuck in people's heads. Well, I will. I am going to. I just talked to another. Can somebody shut the fucking dog up? I don't want to be mean to my dog. Hang on one second.
Which dog is it?
I'm going to pause this show.
Daddy spoke.
Okay, whatever I just did to my dog, you'll never know. But it worked. And it was amazing.
You shot the leader of the pack. You silenced it.
Hey,
fucking dog.
Can I just say, you were saying about how the losing weight song gets stuck in people's head.
Yeah.
Can I tell you what happened to me the other night?
What?
When I went to a show and it was a really bad, like as soon as I walked in, I'm like, this is going to be a battle. You
right.
know, like 40 people with their backs to you.
Yeah. Mm.
It was awful. And the minute, like, I walked in with someone else and they were like, oh, this is going to be really bad. And without even thinking, I said it out loud. Without even thinking, I went, it's a goddamn gator fight. Oh, yeah. Two men coming out of the muck. And I'm just like, that fucking dummy. I fucking hate him. Him and
you're
his
welcome.
Catchphrases
you're
stuck
welcome.
In my
tell you
head.
What?
Oh, you said that?
Goddamn.
Oh, no, you said what he, oh, that was his
It's
phrase?
Something he always says. And I'm like, goddamn. And they're like, what the hell are you talking about? Oh, it doesn't matter. Don't
he's
worry.
He's he's got a fucking. He's got a shirt.
This
damn
is
it.
A t-shirt.
He's got a goddamn shirt.
Phrase.
It's so catchy though, and mm-hmm. I just love doing it. You walk into a show, it's real bad. You're goddamn beautiful.
He, yeah.
It started.
How does it go?
It started randomly because we were at a really shitty show, and yeah. I walked out of the room. Of the comedy club, and one of the other comics goes, how were they? I go, this is a goddamn gator fight.
Two men coming out of the muck.
Just two big old male gator fighting over a piece of chicken in the muck. Goddamn gator fight.
Where's that from?
I don't know.
That's a Dan Soder original.
I'll tell you where it's from. It's from Dan trying to come up with a fucking
catchphrase. No, I wasn't trying to. It just lightning struck in a bottle.
This is what
like it.
Listen, dude. He tried
he's
to come up.
At Stand Up New York. Greg, we're way behind. Greg Judge.
I love
we're
Greg.
We're so far behind.
Oh, you're going to do eight.
Guys, we got to keep it short.
Can you guys be quiet in the bar?
I've got to get back to Long Island. I live with my mother. We got to speed up the show.
Oh, I love Greg. He always gives me spots.
Just got to slow it down.
He fucking tried to come up with a goddamn slogan, and me and Joe
slammed him,
smashed it out of him. Okay, he tried to come up with a Sufi, and we fucking smashed it out of him.
And then Dane got some kicks in the next week.
Did he really?
Yeah, remember when he was doing the gator thing at my face?
Well, oh yeah, Dane was on. Oh yeah, because you got to add actual physicality to it.
Yeah, Dane was. Course, yeah, only he would make it physical, right?
This motherfucker tried to. Can you do it for Starks?
Oh, I just did it.
My name is Stark.
Stark, sorry. Yeah, but I'm from Boston. I had R's and S's.
Let me do it. I got the wet lip. It's Stark.
Thanks.
Dude, your shirt is selling too, by the way.
Is it?
Very popular item. The goddamn Gator 5.
People. One guy was like, I'm going to Disneyland. I don't think I can wear my goddamn Gator 5.
Oh, you can wear it to get to the land.
That's all it is.
Go down there and those swamp people to get there. Get there and have that. Oh,
I'm from the swamp. You must know all about a goddamn Gator 5.
You go to goddamn Disneyland. All that is a goddamn Gator 5.
Where you from? You from the bayou or you from the Everglades? Two different types of gator.
Tell you that. One, you get the airboat. The other one, you get in the little team boat.
I get in the big old film boat, and I look down and say, I got the goddamn
gator fly right down. Stick me pulling down.
Ooh, you wake up in the morning, there's that dew over the swamp, and you say, I know they're going to be a goddamn gator fly.
Yeah, your shirt, the gator fight shirt is actually picking up steam. The Joe DeRosa shirt is what the fuck is happening. All the shirts, everything's selling great, and there's only a few of those autograph posters left from the first live show. We're trying to put together another live show. Bob DeBona was on the fucking show.
Killed.
He killed it. He came out. Here's the deal. We had a show. One of the other podcasts was on the show. Bonnie McFarlane. It's called Rich Voss. It's called My Wife Hates Me.
Okay.
On the network, the Riotcast network. So we had Bonnie on, but her husband, Rich Voss, couldn't be there. So I called up Bob, who I love Bob. I've worked with him before, but he also does the best Rich Voss impression.
And he sounds like this, okay?
Got it.
It's like a horrible lisp.
It's uncanny.
Complete discontent and failure.
Oh, man.
But he knows his jokes.
Yeah.
So he goes up and we bring him on, a.k.a. Rich Voss. Bob DeVono, a.k.a. Rich Voss. He goes up and kills... doing Voss's material.
Wow. Better than Voss.
Yeah. Yeah.
And everyone's like,
I wasn't going to say it, but.
You do Voss better than Voss.
What was it? Do something. Do you know any of his jokes?
So I used to date this homeless woman. That was great. When I was done having sex with her, I could drop her off anywhere. Her home. Crack addicts will try to sell you anything. Yo, I got an oven door.
So he comes on and kills it. Man. He does the best Voss impression ever. But we're going to do another live show somewhere. I don't know where, but I got some very interesting ideas for the special guest this time.
In space? Oh.
anyways, so your shirt is selling. So get a goddamn Gator Fight shirt.
Before they all gone. like a gator back into the swamp. You don't know where it went.
Fighting over chicken.
These goddamn hats. Nobody bought a fucking hat. I've got a fucking hat. You know what, dude? Hats. Nobody bought it. Two people bought a hat.
People
I think
love hats.
Yeah, not these fucking hats. Buy a stupid hat. You know what I'm doing? I'm putting together package deals for the show. Anyways, moving the fuck on, dude. I'm sick of talking about it. So where were we before?
Oh,
you're we
talking about him with the black
chick.
Okay, yeah. Well, it's not kissing a black chick. That's not the problem. It's
fucking fast, Kelly.
God damn it.
You can kiss white. You can kiss a black person.
The fuck is wrong? But you actually talked. We talked about that. Is that you said it? Kind of, you just got married.
Yeah.
You've been married. You're newlywed. Mm-hmm. I know your wife. She's awesome. But you felt a little weird doing that kiss scene.
Yeah, I've had, you know, a number of love scenes and kissing scenes over the course of the 10 years that I've been doing this.
Ask me how many I've had.
How many have you had?
None. Oh. No, I had one.
Yeah.
I've had one. We'll bring it up. Bring up, it's called Last Night at Eddie's.
Okay.
Look for that on
I've
YouTube.
I've had one too.
Go ahead.
Uh-huh. And it's always just been like a part of the job. It's not something, it's very unsexy when you have to do a sex scene on film because there's so many people around and it's all completely faking it. And I've done it on stage because I've done a lot of theater in the last 5 years where you have to kiss somebody every night and it just becomes part of the job. But I got married in July and there's something about saying vows and making promises in front of all your loved ones where I got like for the first time ever got really nervous about this kiss.
Yeah.
And luckily, Sonequa Martin, who plays the girl Michelle in
the show,
very
pretty,
and she's such a great, great girl, great person. She had also just gotten married, so both of us were equally nervous, and like there was no, practicing. It was just like let's just let it be what it is. Mm-hmm. And luckily, it was a first kiss in the show. It's like it's sort of a impromptu moment, so it
has all the awkwardness that would come anyway.
Exactly, yeah, and we just let it be what it was, and we talked about it ahead of time, and it was anyway. It was the first time I'd ever been.
The day of my marriage, I got married. And the day I book a gig called The Brown Bunny, and I don't know if you guys saw that
what
movie.
The fuck?
That's the movie where the girl actually blew.
You're in
wait
that.
Wait a minute. Oh wait, that was what's her name?
Chloe Sevigny. Yeah. You're in that?
No. This is the difference between me and you. I could get a fucking legitimate blowjob on if it was for acting. I wouldn't have a fucking problem.
I sucked that fucking.
Oh, breathe through your teeth.
Ah, here we go.
Honey, it's work. It's fucking work. I'll meet you back at the room. We'll go to a honeymoon dinner. Just let me finish the scene.
Wow.
No, I'm kidding. I think it's interesting though that it actually. I've kissed a girl on film, and it's. People say that it's not sexy, okay? And I don't know if that's what you're supposed to say. I've kissed girls. I liked it. It was hot. It was fucking hot.
That is because you are Roberto. The passion of Robert.
He admitted he masturbates sometimes to making out.
To kissing.
And I made fun of the fact that it's the fucking lamest way to jerk off.
He jerks off to passion.
I want to kiss your face and touch myself later. Thinking about it.
Did you find it? Did you find the scene?
Find the
scene. Take that money back.
Give me 10 back.
What did I tell you? This is why you should have.
I literally set her up with a fucking.
And you know what you did? You put her on a notepad.
Some anal blood trickling down her leg again. Now you fucking get it.
Oh God, I hate this thing. Okay, last night.
Do you hate it?
No,
I thought you'd love it.
Because I am scared of it.
Don't be scared of what technology?
Let's go. The wizard box.
It's a computer. What's it called?
The wizard box. That's what she calls it.
The wizard box.
It's called the wizard box.
I think it's interesting though, because I've talked to other people too, where it is uncomfortable, where people are like, fuck, man, it's like you got to do something serious like that, and your chick's going to see it. My wife, our relationship though, if I kissed a girl, especially if she was smoking hot.
She'd probably feel bad for the other girl.
My wife.
Damn.
Poor girl.
She would probably be like, you fucking, whatever.
She'd laugh.
I mean, did you kiss her the way you'd kiss, how do you say this?
Your wife. No. Is that how you would do it?
Yeah, that's how you'd say it. Did you kiss her, like, when you kissed her, did you kiss her kiss, or was it that acting kiss?
Yeah, like,
is there an acting kiss that you use?
Show me.
How can you know those lips?
Hey, wait a minute. Fuck you. Show me. He's my friend.
I'm just holding back right now. You know what? The way that I work is I just take the imaginary circumstances in the scene and just pretend that they're real. So it was a first kiss.
It's a real kiss.
In the way that a first kiss is in the awkward sort of nervous thing.
Yeah.
It was for a different reason, but it worked. You see the scene and it's like, okay, that was a first kiss.
Now, don't you think, though, you're talking about kisses. What about like when you really have to? I mean, there are people that do nude scenes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's got to be really. Have you ever had to do one of those?
I have. I did a play. I did a musical and I had to have an on stage.
Which musical?
It's called Bonnie and Clyde. I did it in La Jolla, California.
And you were an American Idiot. You were a star in American Idiot. What did you play in American Idiot?
American Idiot's about three friends and I was one of the three guys. Right. So I was one of the three leads of the
which
show.
Which was all the music from Green Day.
Yeah.
Right, which is a hit. Fucking hit.
It was great.
You were up for a Tony, too. What were you up for a Tony Award
for? That was for a play called Journey's End.
This kid's no joke, man.
No,
and how old are you?
I'm 33.
What the fuck?
I'm so intimidated.
He's like a boxer. He's like,
he currently holds the WBO, the WBC, the TWO.
All these belts. Like, how the fuck do you have all these belts? How are you fighting for this many belts?
And his hairline is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
There's nothing happening.
And there's something about you that's very like I don't know. Like
he's
very,
a nice guy.
Like a very loving.
He's legitimate.
Where were you? You weren't raised around here. You're
no,
like Midwest.
I grew up in Dallas, Texas.
Okay. There you
fuck,
go.
I was going to say like the fucking. Yeah.
I was going to say Akron, Ohio.
I was going to say Iceland.
Why would you say?
I don't know.
he's fucking as American as fucking peanut butter and jelly.
I'm saying he's
white.
Yeah. Very vanilla.
Yeah.
You know?
No, not vanilla. That's a good. Bad word.
No, it's
no,
a nice
I know
word.
You mean.
You're
I know
a,
you mean.
Very,
you're right.
Like,
it's something that I've that I
you have you inherently have like those Midwest values, which I have. I feel like I'm.
You do not have them. You're
not
a
at all.
Piece of shit. You were in a diner once and you spit food on the window to make me laugh.
That's true.
You're a hunk of garbage.
That's cold. I was very insecure. I'll be ready to be.
Listen. First of all,
I think
you're when you told me that legitimately messed you up. Were you like, where you made you feel a little uncomfortable? I believe you.
Yeah.
I believed you because you're that guy. You're actually a nice guy.
I love my wife. You know, she's an amazing person, and she actually is not used to the fact that I have to kiss people for work. It's taken a long time, and I totally get it.
Right.
She always says, I try to tell her, baby, it's just work. It's really, but she says,
baby,
well,
I just got to go to work. It's ain't nothing, baby.
When you
work.
Get in a fight with her, you can really get her good and be like, you know, yeah, you're selfish. You know, Sandy on the show is not selfish. When I kiss, she's unselfish.
Hey, can you do me a favor and not fucking hold your mic like a black guy holding a Glock? All right. Turn it, like, see how we have it in our face?
I can't
exactly.
do that. I like
right
that.
There.
I like that.
You got to talk into
angle,
it.
Though.
Yeah,
look at my thing. The broken
pull
one.
It up. Pull it up. Okay, no, listen. This. Oh, you make
fucking
me sick. There you go. Right
broken
there.
Down. Talk. You didn't spend all that money on her goddamn anal blood butt. You could have had a nice
Jesus.
Microphone.
Easy.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Okay.
Streaming
now,
blood clot. Kelly, you said you had a sex scene.
No, I had to do a film where I had to make out.
Was it an Australian movie?
Yeah.
Those don't count. Yeah. Listen.
No. It was really hot too. And I'm like, okay. I was good friends with his girlfriend.
Like, the stars.
Outback dinner theater?
The stars in Australian movies actually pick up wires and they fucking do the sound too.
They're holding the boom mic.
All
as
right. Who's free? Hold the boom mic.
Hey. Yeah, exactly.
Mum's coming around later. She's feeding us all. She's catering tonight.
Mr. Gibson, do you mind fucking holding the microphone for us? In this scene. Yeah, they really do. You guys help each other out in those movies.
Yeah.
Over there. The guy in the movie, what the fuck is that? My favorite movie of all time. It's not it's
the Coca-Cola no.
The Coca-Cola Kid? Yeah. No. Great movie if you want to see one of the best asses in a movie.
One of the best makeout scenes ever.
In Coca-Cola Kid.
I'm just imagining you.
No.
He is passion.
Coca-Cola.
There is no passion in the Coca-Cola Kid.
Eric Roberts is in the Coca-Cola Kid. Okay. And it's about fucking Coca-Cola. And he works for Coca-Cola, and he goes to Australia, and there's a soda company, a mom and pop that's been around forever that everybody loves, and they want to buy him out and blah, blah, blah. And the daughter works, the daughter for the guy who owns the mom and pop place is smoking hot, and she works for Coca-Cola. She works for the guy, and they have a nude scene with her in it. Holy fuck.
Good.
Is probably one of the best. And this was back when they used to show TNA in a movie like that.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, before we were desensitized.
Yeah, like when...
They show TNA on fucking, you know, Miami CSI now and fucking regular... It's like, whatever. Back then, like Porky's, when they'd show a little titty. Yeah.
Jamie Lee Curtis in Trading Places.
Oh damn. She had some good titties in that one? Yeah. Shit.
That's when you saw...
The stud. Why is she going all black all episode? She's like, yeah. Every like thing she'd go, oh, shit. I've been listening to Kelly. Uh-oh.
How about... It's you because you're doing your LL Cool J.
Yeah, you're right.
What are you looking at?
I'm just looking at you.
What are you looking at?
Wait.
She.
I'm looking at you.
Are you dating a black guy now?
Are you dating a black guy?
No.
Are you sleeping with one?
You're with a black guy.
Dan Soda, you are a piece of...
I cracked it open.
Jesus, you just popped
the
mic.
You're a piece of shit. I knew. I fucking knew. I couldn't fucking... I can't tell him anything. I got something to tell you about it.
What happened?
I got something to tell you.
What?
Dad.
I totally forgot you told me until you just admitted that.
Oh, shit.
I was going off the fact of how you were just talking.
Oh, damn.
But I just broke you up, and then I just remembered that you told me that when I was loaded at Joe List's
party.
$10
Wait a second.
You told me when I was loaded. I totally forgot about that.
First
of
all, this is your last podcast. No, I'm kidding.
Well, the background is that the first time I was on for you guys is that the first time I was on, we're talking about guys that I date, and I'd said that I'd never been with a black guy, but I welcome it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
don't
Bobby.
We all?
Like a welcome mat.
We all do that.
Honey, well,
especially wet lip Bob.
Yeah.
But I've been keeping it in there.
Unash that cock. Sorry.
A client in that vagina. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the eagle has landed. And
let's not call it an eagle.
Is that when your ass started bleeding? Or
it's more
let's not call it an eagle.
It's
are you with this guy now?
It's more like an elephant trunk.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
What? What is he a comic? Please tell me.
No. It's
listen to me. Listen to me. Look at me.
I'm good.
I'm
going to
ask you some questions.
Is he?
No. Is he? Shut up, Bob. Listen,
no, not the a
shut up.
Not
Bob.
A comic.
Stop.
I don't.
I really want this. She's like a daughter to me. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I've adopted him as my American dad.
Is hang on 1 second. Put that. Don't put
she's
that.
She's getting fidgety.
I want to know. Is he
playing with the
what
black
does he
cord.
Do? What is? Look at me. Mm-hmm. What does he do?
He's a writer.
Oh, he's a writer for what?
I can't.
Is he a writer for legitimate shit?
Yeah, but I'm not saying anything. Nothing's happening.
Yeah.
Have you kissed him?
Yes.
She said the eagle landed.
The eagle landed.
Yeah, where did he land? Yeah. How slippery was the landing?
Yeah.
I don't think he came out yet.
It was the funniest thing when I told Dan. I'm like, Dan, I've got something to tell you. And he's like, big dick? And I'm like, black dick. And we high-fived.
Can you focus? Look at me.
You really are like an Italian father.
Look at me.
Freaking the fuck out.
Look at me.
Yeah.
Answer my question. Mm-hmm. Is he nice?
He's
do you, yes or no?
Yep.
Do you like him?
Yeah.
That's it.
There's a but.
What? What's the but?
I think it's done.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Why?
All right.
Well, you know, it just kind of run its course.
You can't, either you're going to put it in or you're going to put it out. When you put it up to it, it goes bzzz.
Yeah, I was until you.
Because I want to know if you're dating a guy, is he a listener of the show?
I think you listened to one, so I don't want to talk
the
about
the first one?
Yeah.
Apparently the black one when you didn't date a black guy.
Yeah, we closed the deal.
Yeah, he was like, listen, I'm going to get this one.
If you're happy, I'm happy.
No, I'm pretty sure it's done.
Okay.
I think maybe I don't know. I don't.
All right. Ugh. Well, you know what? No. Is that why you're talking ghetto? Is that it?
I don't know. I didn't realize I was.
I love how ball busting came out. Ruth came out of that one.
Oh man.
Bonics in you.
Fucking failed. I'm like, oh,
my
damn.
Sister dated a black. Don't feel bad. She was in the Peace Corps. Dated a black.
Why are you calling it a black guy?
I'm sorry. I'm trying to be PC. Coon. Anyway,
damn.
Listen.
What do you want me to say?
Listen. I want
black
you. First
guy,
of all,
African American.
First of all.
Bitch.
First of all, we have a legitimate actor on the show.
I know.
Listen.
I'm still trying to find out if he's had sex on scene when naked.
What does that even mean?
We didn't even.
He's never. First of all, you don't. When
get
you get
that. I want to hear more about that.
We didn't get into that.
When you get naked, you put a sock on it.
No,
what is it called?
It's like a hacky sack.
It's like
with
a
little hole cut in it.
Yeah.
And they just sort of, you put it over your junk.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the one nude scene I had to do, it wasn't a sex scene. I was playing guitar naked in the backyard. And they gave me this thing to put on. But the reality was I had a guitar covering it anyway. Mm-hmm. And the thing kept falling off because I had to run away at the end of the scene. And eventually I just said, I don't need.
Kept falling off because
he was
because you get aroused because your thing is playing guitar naked in the backyard.
You know.
Yeah, but what about you have to do anything where you like rub up against a girl and she's like.
How do you control? I'm interested about that.
I'd get thrown off the set. I'd be adding to the scene. Oh, here it comes, baby.
Oh.
The scene I had was in Bonnie and Clyde.
I can feel you staring at me.
And Clyde was. Notoriously couldn't get it up. What's the word for that?
Gay.
Impotent.
He was gay. But he was gay.
pushing
the rope?
Yeah,
very possibly, yes.
He was gay, and she was a lesbian. Yeah, it's known fact. Abe Lincoln was gay, too. Go ahead.
Whoa.
I don't know about that one.
Why would you just throw that out
George
there?
Washington was bisexual.
No, but
honestly, he was honest, Abe, and I think he would have told people.
he was, Bonnie and Clyde was supposedly gay.
Yeah. So when we did the show in La Jolla, I didn't do it on Broadway because I was doing American Idiot, but in La Jolla there was a scene where they showed Bonnie climb on top of Clyde, pull him on the ground, like say some very suggestive stuff like "I want you inside me." Mm-hmm. It was a lot for my wife to handle.
Are we talking about Kelly and her black guy?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, here we go.
It didn't last that long, but we had to, you know, we had to be like making out and groping each other and stuff, and it was. Again, for me, it really wasn't. It never got to the place of
arousal,
sexy. Yeah, no. Never.
But how long do you have to do this scene like a lot?
This every night, 8 shows a week.
What do you mean every night? A lot? What are you, a fucking asshole? It's a play. He does it once and they change it up.
So the director doesn't come out and cock block you. Like, you can't do it the next
so
night.
So when
right?
you spray your money shot, okay?
Yeah. Wait, but
I catch the no money shot.
If you're gonna ask dumb questions, you have to do it in Voss's voice. Yeah, from now on. So you do this play. You did it. You had to do this scene a lot.
With the hacky sack thing, does it go over your balls too?
It's supposed to, yeah.
Yeah,
oh, God.
Yeah, but it wouldn't go so over degrading. Yours.
My monster ball. Yeah. I need two of them.
They'd have to get a kickball for you.
Just flatten out one of those rubber. Okay.
I said it, kickball. Anyways. Fucking hands
my
joke.
I'll take that hit.
Yeah, I mean, I remember. I think when I did. Did you get the scene up yet?
Yeah, I don't have the scene. I've got the trailer, though. I can't find the scene.
Yeah, I won't be in the trailer.
Play it. Is it on? Yeah, here we go. Listen to this. I was a star in this movie.
You were. I just watched a bit of the trailer, and you're in heaps of it. But look at your hair.
I was a star. This is.
Can I turn this around, please? Get
a job!
Stick it up your ass!
Hi, kids. Let me tell you something about pizza, okay? It ain't just that it's cheap. It is also a metaphor for life.
Is that a fact?
I have a degree in psychology!
Yeah,
I'm better than this!
I guess you like the big weenie, huh?
Beg your pardon?
I'd say right about now, those two babes are primed for the tube's hot beef injection.
You don't skimp on pepperoni.
Want to see my breast?
Yeah.
Can I help you, sir?
Meat.
If it's worth going after, get after it. Otherwise, you are never gonna find what it is you came for.
You'll always leave, and you'll never say goodbye because that's who you are.
I said watch her, not hold her hand. What do I say? What about hello?
I'm gonna melt you like a popsicle.
What are you looking at?
A very handsome man.
Passion.
Oh boy.
That kiss was, you did the double face grab?
Yeah.
This is the line I go, I've always loved, I love you. I always have.
I gotta, is that online? Can I watch that online?
Yeah, yeah. YouTube, oh, right?
Last night at Eddie's.
Oh shit.
I actually
so your real hair?
Dude, you,
that was my hair, yeah.
You
shit.
Know what shit.
I lost 30, that was my second fat. I lost 30 pounds in a month to do that movie.
Wow. How did you lose 30 pounds?
I was doing a movie called The Koala Bear Kid.
Were you the Koala Bear Kid?
Yeah, me. I was
no, you weren't.
I swear to God, it was me, Billy, me and Billy Burr. Billy Burr was in it.
He wanted Koala Bear Kid?
It was a film. Yeah, it was like a serious movie, like The Mob. I actually had real mob guys play This is a funny story. The mob guy in the cast in the film, when he auditioned, he was an actor. Mm-hmm. When he auditioned, he really was hard-nosed, whatever. But when he got the part, we were rehearsing, and there was a week till shooting, he was really guy. And he would go, "Where's my money? I want my money." And the director would be like, "No, man, can you do it the way it's supposed to be? You know, hey, I want my fucking money. You're supposed to be violent and scary." He's like, it's a seed in me, and it's gonna grow. Eric, you have to trust me as an actor. He's telling this kid this, right? He's like, "You have to trust me. I can't just fake that. It has to grow, and I will be there the day we shoot." He was like, like the kid was crying. Like, this is my first film. So I'm like, dude, I know some real guys, because I worked at a mob-owned Italian restaurant. I go, "If you want to meet him." Yeah. So I bring him down to the North End in Boston, La Familia Giorgio's, to meet this guy, Steven Giorgio. He's got gazelle glasses, jumpsuit, diamond.
Shop
right?
kid.
He walks, this is what he does, right? Hey, we walk down there. I go, "Steven, we're in the middle of the street." He goes, "One second." He walks over to these two old Italian guys. "Give me one more second." Walks over to another Italian guy. "One more second." Walks over to these two fucking mob guys. Then he walks over to us, goes, "I'm in more huddles than a fucking NFL quarterback. What can I do for you, Eric?" Right? And he grabs the kid. He goes, "Listen, I'll do your fucking movie, but not for you, for Bobby, all right?" He's already doing the movie. I asked him if he could meet the guy. I told him the situation. He goes, "I'll do it for fucking Bobby, because Bobby asked me to do it, all right? So what's going on?" He brings him in, fucking food. Winds up catering the whole fucking thing, right? But he brings him in for an audition, right? He comes in. I'm working with him the night before, but he doesn't know that it's play. So he grabs me. He goes, "What do I do?" He goes, "All right, you just flip out. He's got your money. Grab him and, you know, scare him." So he goes, "Where's my money?" And I go, "Listen." I goes, he grabs me. He goes, "Where's my fucking money, you motherfucker?" He starts smashing my head on the table. And he goes, "You give me my money or you're fucking dead. You're fucking dead." And then throws me across the room. We're in a college, right? At BU. And he throws me. I go through fucking, I land against the wall. And the director goes, "That's it. That's good." I go, no. "That's fucking real, man." I'm like, "Steven, you gotta act. You can't really fucking throw me." But he got the part. He's actually in the movie. He's dead now. He got killed in the fire.
What happened to the gay guy?
He got fucking canned. They fired him. They put my friend Steven.
It's a seed, wow. And it's going to grow.
Hilarious, the seed thing. He really said that?
What's that?
The seed thing?
He said the seed thing.
Funny.
And he put my friend Steven in, and the plumber, Mike the plumber, a bunch of guys were in the movie. And
Bill Burr kills you in it.
At the end of it, Bill Burr kills
you. You know, I just watched the...
But I lost 30... I was fatter in that. Then I auditioned for this movie, and it was for the romantic lead. I lost... I nailed it in the audition, and the guy basically told me, "Because you're too fat. I need you to be really thin." And I go, "Give me a month." And I came back in with fucking a six-pack.
Jeez, a month?
A month.
I got to go to San Diego at the end of May. How am I going to...
Okay, you ready?
You want to get me on the program?
All right, this is what I did. I can't do it now because I'm happy and I'm married and I have money. But then I was living with six mentally retarded guys. Mm-hmm. I had no money and I just wanted a job. Chicken breast.
Okay.
Broccoli.
Done.
Salad.
Okay.
Oranges. And have like a muffin in the morning. That's it. No carbs.
Can I do yogurt?
Nope. Fuck you, yogurt. Fuck you, anything. Chicken...
Broccoli,
salad, and low-fat salad dressing. You can have as much of that shit as you want.
I can do low-fat Caesar dressing.
And I worked out every day. I started walking that day. He told me, "You have a month." I started walking, and then I started running. And then I could run like 3 or 4 or 5 miles by the end of the month. I was just fucking killing it.
7 days a week.
7 days a week.
Done.
And drink lots of water. Like, drink more water than you think. People don't drink enough water. And what happens is, it's like the caveman response, is that you store water in your fat cells and your skin. Right. And the more water you drink, it actually, you're telling your body, there's water's plentiful, I can let it out.
It flushes out the...
Yeah, you're not going to drink that now.
I'm drinking as much water as possible.
You look cut up. You're getting cut up.
I'm already feeling it.
FYI, I'm done. I'm done. It's a wrap. I'm done with this fat.
Yeah.
Oh, are you going to go lose it?
Yep.
I'm done. Yeah. I'm getting a treadmill this week.
Where?
I know how to. Huh?
You wouldn't join a gym?
Where am I getting a treadmill?
Where are you going to put it?
I actually have this company that I'm looking into right now, and hopefully they fucking email me.
Is it like a Murphy bed?
It's called Yowzer. treadmills.
Yeah.
And they're unbelievable space-saving treadmills.
Awesome.
They go and they fold right up, but they fold straight up, not at kind of an angle. It folds straight the fuck up, and they roll real easy, but they're like a non-folding treadmill, and they hold up to, if you're a big boy like me, I'm probably 280, they'll hold up to 350, which, because what happens when you get a treadmill and you're heavy, it will slip, the belt will slip, and you might as well just fucking kill yourself, because then it's just fatso, 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 every time you try to work out. But I'm done. I'm getting the treadmill.
Would you join a gym or just...
I got a gym, but here's the deal. I know how to lose weight. I've done it a lot in my life. Mm. I've, like I said, I've done it a lot. I did it 2 years ago. I was fucking shredded 2 years ago. I had a six-pack 2 years ago. I have a picture of me a couple years ago.
You and Colin Quinn both got skinny at the same time, right?
We got skinny, and then I got fat, and yeah, I've seen him go through two fats.
Because I saw him at his second skinny... after right. his fat. And I was like, oh my God. I saw him at Caroline's. I was like, holy shit. He was like skinny. And you do the same thing though, right?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. There's fat physically and then there's fat mentally. I'm both. Mm. Fat mentally. Fat people who are fat mentally, you know, you're walking around with fat all the time. Even when you're thin. Even when you're shape.
It's a thought pattern. It's an obsession.
Well, it's what you do. It literally, I mean, this study's proven that you release endorphins in your brain, like a chemical in your brain, when you see a fucking Big Mac. And it goes in your brain, and I got to have it. Last night, I woke up in the middle of the fucking night. I was up. I was just watching TV around 4 o'clock in the morning. And I know there's American chop suey in the fridge. I was like, I'm going to go have some. I'm like, I'm not hungry. I'm fine. Mm-hmm. I just fucking got to have it. And I kept visualizing getting a big spoon and just taking a cold bite of American chop suey, which is one of my favorite things in the world. Cold American chop suey makes my fucking balls wet. And
and my lips wet.
I had to sit there and work through it.
Anything makes your lips wet.
I had to. I had to, yes. Fucking sand makes your lips wet.
Sandpaper.
But I had to sit at the edge of the bed and talk myself through it. Like, I don't need it. I'm not hungry.
That's just really boredom talking.
But why? Well, it's not boredom. It's not boredom. It's your brain. Mm. It's your fucking amazing brain.
It's an obsessive thought. Yeah, I have OCD.
He has OCD. Yeah, which is fucking nuts.
Voss has OCD. You know, Voss has anxiety and OCD too. You know that, right?
He has anxiety. I didn't know he had OCD.
Yeah, and it's just like you should like go.
I didn't know you turned into a Yenta when you talk about your OCD. You know, Voss has.
No, I
mean, no, seriously.
I'm trying to figure out who I am.
He has anxiety. And he has. You hold your tits.
I'm trying to work on me now.
God.
But there are people that go to classes on eating, just like for eating disorder, you know. And it's all under the same umbrella of obsessive compulsive, whether it's gambling or drugs or eating or
same. It's just effect on your brain. Yeah. Your brain.
You have to train your brain to think differently about food when you see it.
Yeah, you have to. This is why I'm trying to hook up with this company, Yowza. Treadmills, because I want to make this an event, because I hope this is my last fat. I joke in my act like I have eight fats in me. This is my sixth. But I think this is going to be my, because I quit smoking now. It's been 8 months. And this is my final hurdle, is this food shit. So I'm hoping it will be the last one. But it is, man. It's especially when you can afford it. You know what I mean? When I was poor and struggling and I couldn't really afford, it was easy not to fucking eat because I didn't have to. I could, you know, just eat healthy shit and, you know, because I couldn't afford, I can go anywhere the fuck I want right now for dinner. I can have whatever I want. I can say, plus now I'm married and my wife is fucking a sick cook. So I can say to her, I want chicken cutlet. And she'll go, all right. And she'll make me chicken cutlet, and I'll fucking devour the cutlets like I used to devour young bitches in fucking Vegas. You know what I mean?
I used to passionately make out with women.
Yeah,
the cutlet gets Bobby excited.
Here's the problem: is being able to stop. You can have whatever you want. It's math. You can eat whatever you want.
Caloric intake. Did I say that like again? Again?
No, you said that. What's your calories?
You need to.
Now my son's been telling me about this thing called caloric and this empty calorie.
Subcutaneous
fat.
My dad lost weight.
Under subcutaneous fat.
You don't have it. You've never been heavy at all.
I have actually.
Really? You were fat.
I was.
How big?
When were you fat?
Well. Fat for me. I when I was in high school, I was about 160, 165.
I'll slice your throat right now. No, I will eat you. Get me a knife, Kelly.
Eat him. Eat him right
now. I'm right on top of that, Robert.
I have a twin brother who is
huge,
totally different than me.
Really?
He's big and stocky. He was a football player in high school. Mm-hmm. And when we went to college, he stopped playing football. So he didn't need to be 235, 240 anymore as like a muscle-bound football player. So he lost all this weight. And I... In college, started drinking, tried weed, which made me eat a lot of food.
True
and
nice.
I just had that freshman experience.
Did a few nude scenes.
A few nude scenes.
And you're like, I gotta eat.
I gained so much weight in such a short amount of time, really in the second semester, where I came home and my brother was 10 pounds lighter than me. And it was the first time ever that he would, and he's not fat at all. He was always just big and strong. So I was about 205, 210. Now for me, that's
big.
That's big.
That's big.
I'm 6'1". And I'm about 180 now, which is a pretty regular size.
180
is, I guess.
180 is good for you.
For 6'1".
What are you really? You just stared at his body?
That is, you know what? I think
he's doing the bottom lip bite.
Right. Yeah. That's the way it ought to be.
I'm going through my first fat right now. I'm going through my first skinny fat.
Let me see. Pick up your shirt. I want to see it.
There we go. Ladies.
Stop. Was your belly button made out of Play-Doh? Did you just break my chair? Did you break my chair, Fatso?
Something just happened.
Oh, God.
I don't think it was supposed to do that.
Wait, we're talking about how fat he is. my favorite thing that's ever happened to me in my life.
Dan Soda.
He's ruining the set.
First, I gotta see. Dude, your belly button looks like it was made in the sand. What the fuck is wrong with
you? I have a weird belly button.
Will you please?
I didn't get it.
Let me see. Can you please take a picture?
What is it?
I don't know if it's an innie.
It's a vagina.
Somebody.
It's a vagina.
I'm going to take a photo.
Don't let it go.
It's a smiley face.
Dude, your belly button sucks.
It's a smiley face icon.
Am I taking a photo?
Let go. Let go of it. Stop making. Take a photo of your fucking your belly 1920s button.
1920s mustache.
Wait a minute. Dan's asshole and his belly button are the same exact thing. It's just a slice.
Yeah.
Your it's belly weird. Button stinks.
I've always had a weird belly button.
Oh, wow.
Is it kind of like half an Audi and half an Innie?
No, it's just all fucking.
Did
it's
they
like
just
a,
tie you up properly when they took you out?
No, no, no.
Gosh, careful my with that chair, buddy.
Your belly button looks like some shitty artist drew it.
Like a kid taking a first level cartoon class.
Yeah. Oh,
but
my
Dan's
God.
Like, but Dan's on his first, like, and you're not fat though, but you're on your first fat, but it's like a mental, like, there's something about when you've been through the fats. You know, like this, like this was my third. This is my fourth skinny and my past third fat. Right. And the worst thing anyone can ever say to me is, "You look great. Have you lost more weight?" Because I swear to God, I'm fucking eating Chinese food for tea.
Well, yeah, because you know, what you've been doing. When someone says you look great, and you know that you gained a little, we're so hypersensitive.
Yeah.
People say to me right now, I really
don't tell me I look like I lost weight.
People will say, "Dude, you look good, man." Oh, you look like you lost some weight. And it's like, dude, I know.
Yeah.
Because when I turn my neck, I feel it. Uh-huh. That you motherfucker, don't lie to me. I don't say, have you been working out? I know what you're saying. And it's hard too, because we get skinny or fat in the public eye. So.
Not me.
But
I've been.
Can everybody please follow her, by the way?
Yeah,
it really aggravated me that our podcast has no clout with even the people that are on the show.
Getting clout.
Yeah, but she should have at least 2,000 followers.
Yeah, come on.
All right, don't keep maybe fucking needy.
Maybe a few retweets from Dan Soda might help.
Why are you bossing me into retweeting? It's got to be natural.
Go ahead. What were you saying?
This is the first time, like, when I stopped waiting tables in December, and then I quit smoking, and then I was just sitting around all day. Like, when you're waiting tables, you're on your feet all day. I'm running up and down stairs.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, I started feeling, like, rib fat, and I was like, why do I have rib fat? And then I was... I finally had a little bit of money, so I was ordering pastrami sandwiches and shit. And then now I'm like, ugh.
Hang on, stop holding the microphone. We can hear it.
And then
let go of it.
One of my best friends watched my set from the South Beach Comedy Festival on ComedyCentral.com, and he just texted me. He goes, "You fat fuck."
Oh, really?
Yeah, he goes, "You got fucking fat." And I was like, wow. This is a kid I grew up with. And I was like, I've always been really tall and lanky. And then I was like,
yeah. What do you weigh now?
I'm around 226.
Wow.
What do you normally?
How tall though?
205 usually.
Wow.
So what's that like? 20.
I gained 30. I was at 234.
Well, here it is too though. You got money now too. You got money from that Guinness tour. You can stop at the corner and get a fucking salami sandwich.
That's
now.
Right. Yeah, that's what I did.
That's
yeah.
called happy. Once you get happy, you got to be careful because you can start fucking. Yeah. Well, I'm happy now. I'm
depressed.
Yeah. Why are you fat then?
That's why my lips wet.
Why are you chunky?
I don't know.
That's my downfall. When I get a boyfriend, always put on weight because you're happy and you're the boy and I eat what they eat. They're like, we're gonna get a pizza tonight. Sure. So
clean, fit, Kimmy comes big.
I'm gonna like I did with the smoking. I just I quit smoking because DiStefano died, and he smoked. That really rocked my fucking world. And then I was like, I'm done. And then I was gonna do this and I was gonna do that. And we were gonna wait a couple weeks and we're gonna wean. I had 4 cartons that I bought, which in a lot of money. That's $300 or some shit. And I was like, why? What the fuck am I doing? I'm just doing this. It's my fucking head. I'll be able to fuck. I can stop. And my wife was pissed because she had 3 cartons and she didn't want to quit, but she had to. I woke up. I'm done. I'm fucking done.
Cold
That's
turkey.
It. Cold turkey. I woke up. I'm not doing it anymore. That's it. I'm done. 8 months or over 8 months now. And now I'm going to do that with the actual food. I'm getting the treadmill in and then I'm just going to fucking walk on the stupid treadmill.
I'll work out with you as well. If you wanna
and you're going to go
partner.
To the gym too?
Well, here's the deal. I know me. And the key to lose weight, if you're a fatty mentally and physically, you have to know what you are. Whatever trick you have to do, whatever con you have to play on yourself, whatever thing you have to do to get yourself to start to work out, do it. If you have to go buy a whole new wardrobe of workout clothes and $200 sneakers, go fucking do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy a treadmill and put it in my fucking house because there's no excuse.
Yeah.
The gym is the 20 minutes there and back or the half hour it takes or 40 minutes it takes to get to there and back into the gym kills me because of my depression or my job or, I've been up all night and I had to do shows. There's no 24 hour gym. That's how I lost weight the last time. It was a 24 hour gym.
But there are 24 hour gyms.
There's none. There's one in New York right now. It's a gay gym on 23rd Street and it's around $900 to join for.
But it is worth it.
It's great.
That's why your belly button looks like an asshole.
Because it's been getting. I've been going to the gym. I just hasn't been lifting anything
yet. Isn't there a 24-hour Planet Fitness?
Just talking to the mic.
Planet fucking Fitness. Isn't there a Planet Fitness in the city?
I belong to Planet Fitness in Queens. Yeah, is that the one you're talking about?
Isn't that 24 hours?
It's fucking awful.
No, that one's
stinks. No
it's
planet,
awful.
That
it's the one I tried planet to go to.
Nothing, no.
Oh, really? I canceled my gym.
It was a new
gym.
One at Planet Fitness on 27th Street. Just
where?
So you know. Just opened.
Really?
2 months ago. $10.
No.
Is it open 24 hours a day?
I don't know. I'll find out.
All right, find out.
No, Bobby.
Thanks for your fucking shit input.
But if his problem is getting out of the house... Well, that's
okay.
His,
it's fat it's, fuck.
And have it here.
Easy.
You stink. Stink. It's not fat. It's jokes in there, okay? Those are jokes waiting to come out. Unhatched creativity. Okay?
Now, when you quit smoking,
yeah,
DeRosa and I benefited because you gave us a bunch of packs of cigarettes.
I gave you, all my cigarettes. I gave them all to them assholes.
You're right. Now, when you quit eating, am I going to get some delicious foods?
Well,
so I can become fat monster voice. Hey everybody, it's monster voice. Just been eating and eating and eating.
If you get fat,
I won't ever get fat. I'll get skinny fat, which is gross. Because it's just fucking stretched out and weights
like your
added.
Belly button it's... right now.
My belly button's fucked up, Bob.
You're gonna be a
and I know
full
it.
Version of your belly button.
Your belly button looks like it was made with a knife. It's,
like they had to do it. They're like, we gotta tie it up. Just cut up.
You survived an accident.
Yeah, you have a trachea.
I have train accident belly button.
Yeah. Well, look, the food. I think you can eat what you want. Like I said, I don't think it's a matter of
calories.
Yeah, I don't want to get too fucking
take
silly with it.
Responsibility for what you put in your body. That's right.
That comes from Bob Wetlip.
Ladies, am I right?
And I know that.
Like Frank Shamrock said, you eat healthy 90% of the time and shitty 10% of the time.
Yeah.
And I mean, everyone remembers when Frank Shamrock said that. You're quoting a fucking shoot fighter from the 90s?
I love Frank Shamrock.
<It's> fucking.
I stink. Get that fucking Australian thing back up. We're going to fucking head
out. Like the first wave of the day.
And we're going to end on this fucking stupid commercial.
Are we
going to
last the whole thing?
We're going to last. We're going to try to end on this last one. But here's the thing. I want to. I'm definitely losing weight. I'm going to start. The treadmill's coming in. Hopefully, we get that from those guys. I'm done. I'm fucking done. And that's when you do something.
Yeah.
Why don't you get into something where you could be forced to do something? Like take a class or something.
Yeah, that works. Why don't I join the army?
Go down.
Fuck yourself, Bob. I'm telling you, it's an addiction. Why don't you stop fucking checking the stove 90 times before you leave the house? You fucking weirdo.
74.
You really do that?
I check the aisle. Yeah.
I check that.
I'm fucking crazy.
Yeah, but no, you have to tap.
I have to pee 9 times before I go to bed at night. Like I'll stand there literally, and I have
9.
Like 9 times. You keep forcing. I think I broke whatever that thing.
Yeah, it's called your urethra.
Now I'm peeing in my own pants on accident because I broke that little.
But how many times?
The seal?
But is it not?
You broke the Asian eyeball on the top of your cock?
The Asian eyeball. That's what my belly button looks like, a pee hole.
I get it. So you've got.
I got pee hole belly button.
It's not like.
You've got one long wee and you just continually stop it or just keep making yourself
I'll
go.
I'll go and then I'm like, I'll go to bed and then like,
you go again,
I'm like
you
a
go
little
again.
Woman. I'm like, well, I think I have to, get up. I think a little more has to come out. And then I go in there and I stand in front of the toilet again and then a little more does come out and then I'm like, oh, maybe again. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's in my family. It's all about germs.
No, I don't have that. I'm filthy.
That's
yeah,
yeah. But Kelly,
I
you
took
just,
a shit.
But back
Stand.
In her back
Stand.
In her home country,
yep, here it comes. Here
Kelly
it comes.
Had to leave the building
mother.
To go pee.
Back in the mother country,
she had to go out to her outhouse.
I had an outhouse.
She lived with an outhouse. She had an outhouse.
Had an outhouse at one stage when I lived in North Melbourne. Had an outhouse.
She that was a good house. Shit in an outhouse.
I just shit in a pan outside. Dig a hole.
That's when she gets those fishes. Something flew up in it.
She got a fucking swamp bug in her butt. Yes,
she got a fucking Aussie wop flap. Yeah. Whatever the fuck they call it.
Aussie just got people on those bugs.
All right.
Yeah, but what else do you do? You do some, I knew you, dude, and we were, you know, I think you're funny, you're a great guy, you always made me laugh. But when I found out you had OCD and legitimate...
When did I tell you that?
We were in Poughkeepsie.
Yeah.
Poughkeepsie.
Yeah, when you peed in my shower. Peed in my shower. Yeah. Because they put me in a hotel. Hotel was full. So he gave me another hotel room, but my room was bigger than his. He's like, I'm the fucking headliner.
Oh, his room was fantastic.
What are you doing in this fucking place?
Fantastic. I pissed in his tub.
He pissed in my tub.
The tub?
An angry cat.
So he had a beautiful bathroom. It was just a beautiful tub.
Someone took
a hot fucking, I haven't drank a glass of water in 3 days.
bright yellow.
I took a wheat piss.
Yellow like the sun.
Oh, God.
Diabetic. It was like honey.
Syrupy yellow coming out.
Gross. It's a fucking virus
Man,
piss.
Man, for an OCD, that's terrible.
Viral urine.
What do you do again?
I used to be a lot worse. My brother's my brother's in a special program for it in California. He's got like developmental disorder. He's got like OCD and pervasive developmental disorder, which is like a heightened form of autism. So it's called Asperger's. So he's got that. So it's like it runs OCD genetically, mostly through men, handed down from the male gene, the fathers. But mine was worse when I was a kid. It's an anxiety disorder. Just like when your anxiety probably gets worse, your eating disorder gets worse. Yeah. So when I was younger, my OCD was a lot worse. Like I used to have all these little compulsions I'd have to do. And now it's just like I'll go in and like check the oven like a couple times. I'm always like, that's what it is. Your brain tricks you. Like, is that fucking thing, is that off? Let me go check again. Off.
I was like that when I was a kid. I used to make sure that the garage door, the side door of the garage was always locked. But I'd make sure it was locked. And I'd go up to my room. I go, I don't think it was locked. Yeah. Like what if it was just open a little bit? Yeah. And I used to have to, all the light switches had to go up.
Yeah, you know. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But now, do you still have that in other forms?
Yeah,
now?
I do weird shit like
that. Oh, so you do. So yeah. We all have it.
You have it.
I just broke this a year ago. I always used to have to leave through the same door that I came in through. So if my deli has two doors, and literally it just makes sense for me to walk in one door, go out the other. Right. But for 4 years when I lived in this, I lived in the same neighborhood. I'd go in one door and then it would be like, I'd be like, excuse me, like trying to get through people leave. And so I used to do things where I'd have to be in a place an even amount of number.
Wow.
So I'd put my foot in and then put my foot in again. But I'm breaking it slowly.
Yeah.
My phone's not on me, so try to yell at me.
Stupid. Is that your phone?
Yeah, Bobby had me right in the crosshairs.
Hit the fucking music.
Die for a wife.
Hit the fucking music, would you? All right, we're going to get out of here, man. Before you hang on, get it ready to go.
It's ready.
Stark, thank you so much for coming on the What Dude podcast. You have a good time?
I did. It was a lot of fun.
It was fun.
You're good, dude.
Scary than I thought it would be.
I'm gonna go back and watch Generation Kill again.
Awesome. Were you really scared?
I was nervous. I'm not a comic. I'm not funny. I just, you know, I didn't know what to expect.
Oh, you fucking did great, man.
You nailed it.
I feel bad that you had to put up with us.
No, you guys are great.
Especially looking at Bob's LL Cool J.
That's one of the reasons why he stayed, you idiot.
So make sure.
I love it. Do the voice.
Yeah, I love it.
Think
I'm
meant to hurt
my
you.
Girl.
Think I'm meant to hurt you.
Make sure you check out Starks.
I need
Starks.
Love.
Make sure you check out Starks on NYC 2-2 Sunday nights, 10 o'clock after The Good Wife on CBS. He's one of the stars. It's a great show. It needs your support. I'm on it. We need your support right now because I think they have four episodes, two more slated to air. And the more people that watch it, the more episodes they're going to play. And then we'll get a season fucking deuce, which means more money for you. And fucking I get the axe. And they replace me.
You're like, what happened? What's your character's name?
It's Moore.
George Moore.
George Moore?
Yeah.
You're like, hey, what happened to Moore? He's dead. You're like, what?
We killed him off.
They're like, Bobby, they didn't want to bring him back because of that rewrite line that he had.
Like, because
he didn't go hardy, har, har. Bring in a honeymooners impersonator. One of these days, bang!
hopefully they cocksuckers better bring me back.
They'll bring you back. They'll give you a spinoff.
I have put it in your contract that you don't come back unless I come back.
I don't think that'll happen.
Hey, watch it, Chief.
What the fuck? Why are you cock-blocking me?
I'm not cock-blocking you. I was just laughing at the thought of someone watching the show and going, why is that guy from Boston a New York police officer?
I don't. Shut up. Don't say that.
I'm fucking kidding, bro.
Jesus.
Fucking dope.
Okay, listen, Sunday nights, make sure you watch. Watch NYC 2-2. And Bob, what fucking hut are you going to be at?
what a horrible pizza place are you headlining in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania?
Where are you going to be, dude? What's your website, first of all?
BobDeBono.com.
And what's your Twitter?
I don't have Twitter yet.
Really?
I use more Facebook.
Come on.
Well, it's Bob DeBono on Twitter. I have it. I just don't go on that much. I'm more of a Facebook guy.
So you go to your website. Where are you going to be next?
Dick Daugherty's Comedy Vault in Boston.
Are you kidding me?
Weekend,
Dick
Friday,
Daugherty?
Saturday.
Dude, fucking looks like.
I started there.
That's where I am. I've never done it.
Me and Dane Cook and Aldo Benny and Jay Hall We're in a comedy troupe called Al and the Monkeys.
I know that because Del Bunny told me that.
And
that's in the basement of the Chinese restaurant, right?
No, it's a basement of an Irish pub, and it used to be a bank, and it literally holds like 30 people, right? Or 50 people or something like that. And we used to perform there all the time. But now that Nick's closed, it's fucking hopping again. So I heard it's actually pretty badass club.
What's a comedy troupe? Is that like improv?
Yeah, improv.
Really?
Shit like that, yeah.
I would love to see footage of that.
Really?
Yeah.
I will. I'd love to show you.
What's the name of the movie?
I have it. I'll show you that. Coral
Were you
kid.
On Fat or
Last
skinny?
Night at Eddie's.
Last Night at Eddie's. I'm gonna go watch it on YouTube.
I'm gonna go watch
that
it.
That was sexy, Bob. Al the Monkeys.
Yeah.
I used to wear tight jeans.
And those
and
lips.
I used to have those lips. Yep. I had a mullet, curly mullet. I used to wear bolo ties.
Why is it
used
that
to
the
wear
guys...
bolo ties?
And I used to, have high heel pointed shoes with laces made out of authentic cow skin.
You look like
white
a bad guy. That you look like a bad guy that Swayze beat up in Roadhouse. That's all right, mijo. I don't think this comedy troupe's gonna come anywhere near you.
Oh, God, Roadhouse.
Yeah, it was pretty.
Can that be on TBS anymore?
I love Roadhouse.
Yeah, night that movie.
I'm growing my hair out just so I can Sam Elliott and put my hair in a fucking with a rubber
ponytail,
band.
Like a fucking.
So biker. I was.
I got a tan.
I was pretty sexy back in the day.
And why?
Yeah, that's a good club. What's
why is it that the guys who love their hair that much are the ones that lose it?
Because we loved it too much.
You did. They rolled it away.
It's the picture of Dorian Gray. Yeah, it's going to happen.
It's a God's curse.
Yeah.
It's God's curse.
How far did you let it go before you took it to where it is now?
I'm smart. I took it. like, you know, Rogan waited till it was like people were like, please,
Haley just did it.
Please cut it off.
Yeah, Haley just did it. Rogan? Yeah.
So what? Look,
please,
at
please listen.
Okay. No, you're way better than what
when he. Right. He are there headphones on anybody? You just fucking yapping over everybody.
I mean,
I would just throw them out. Shut the fuck up now. And let somebody talk, especially me.
Okay.
The I cut it off before anybody knew I was going bald because I knew it was coming, and I was either going to get hair transplants, but back then they would look like doll hair.
Or
I was just shaving it off. So by the time I hopefully became successful or whatever, which I'm still waiting for, that people just know I'm bald.
That's the way you that's your look.
But some guys are like, fuck it, and they hold on to it forever. And then there's guys now that you know that I could rat out that have fucking hair weaves.
I'm
that
sure.
Someday you're going to go, fuck. Like, I knew Travolta was bald way before anybody.
It's so obvious. He did two talk shows in a day, and he did, like, I think he did... He must have done Oprah and then Letterman or something.
Yeah.
And in the first, in the afternoon show, he had the short cut.
Yeah, yeah.
And in the evening show, he had the long, much, much longer.
What?
He
was so,
I swear, he just wasn't thinking.
His head, just fucked up.
His head was shifting.
He fucked up. He fucked up. He wore the rug. He has gray wigs, though. But here's the one that I saw years before that, him at his airport without his wig.
Yeah, and it was flying in the...
Yeah, it was just a little curly patch. It was bald and in the back. And he was had one leg up, and he was kissing a dude goodbye. So sure. I knew,
That's a lot in one photo.
Yeah, that's a lot in one photo. And he was dead bald. Jamie Foxx, hair plugs. That's why he has this tattoo on the back of his head from the scar. A lot of people, even Rogan has a scar too. He got hair plugs. And now he shaves it off.
He talked
about that on his podcast. It's actually a pretty interesting podcast if you want to check it out. The Joe Rogan Experience. I'll plug it, even though it's not Riotcast. You talk. Go ahead. Fucking talk over
me. Randy Couture is my hero. This guy is unbelievable.
Bob has no radio fucking... he just talks over everybody.
You know what he's like?
No etiquette.
He's got like a...
He's like actually doing radio with Voss.
All right? Okay, listen. Okay?
He's like a street baller that you try to put in the NBA, and you're like, you have no fundamentals. What the fuck? You gotta pass the ball. Stop putting it in your shirt.
Yeah, he's like Costner and fucking pushing. What was that?
Pushing tin, no, or tin cup.
Tin cup. I can make it. No, you can't.
Yeah, that's
just lay up, motherfucker, and win the open.
What a great scene.
He just keeps trying to win the U.S. Open with one shot.
Sailing over.
All right, Bob. And seriously, man, thank you so much. Will you come back?
I'd love to.
Would you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a busy guy for nobody.
I know, right?
Like, it's like
running around.
You couldn't. We tried to get you on for like a month.
I know.
And you're very busy.
Well, you know,
kind of bugs me.
I'm loyal to Jim Brewer.
Really? Are you opening for him?
No, I'm on that show a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, his show.
Oh,
every Friday.
Where?
We're going to be plugging another show on another
Please,
show.
Fuck, I love...
Am I the biggest dick ever?
Dude.
I'm kidding.
Fuck you.
No, I go on
I love
Fridays.
Brewer.
I go on Fridays.
Oh, all right. In serious.
Yeah.
Oh, good, man. Well, no, dude, I'd fucking...
I'd love to be... I love your show.
If you... I'd take you over fucking someone. Monster Voice, I would never, ever tell you something, dude. You know what I have? I have...
I'm going to piss on you. I'm going to piss on you to mark yours mine.
Oh, don't take away the bones.
Fat Kelly, thank you for being on the show. And
thank
I hope you like your money that
thank
you got from
you.
The fans.
Thank you,
for your
fans.
Asshole.
I appreciate it. And the fans are really, really adorable.
Yeah, those fans
really
are... Make sure you follow Kelly at Kelly Festuca. I know it's a fucked up, shitty Australian last name. But and Dan Soda, at Dan Soda. He still doesn't have a website.
Mm-mm.
One of the funniest guys I fucking know, man.
Thank you.
Dan Soda, where are you going to be?
I'm going to be in Bloomington, Indiana, May 14th. And then I'm going to be opening for Nightmare Gets It. Go Bananas. Cincinnati, Ohio, May 15th through the 17th.
Really?
Yeah, he's going to be recording his album. If you live near Cincinnati, come check out Nate, record his album, and I'll be fucking doing horse shit in front of him.
We're going to be actually getting him back on the show soon.
Mm-hmm. He's great.
And next week, I think we're going to get a very special guest.
Hopefully.
Oh, you dirty girl.
What?
And what do you got coming out? You got some special shit happening.
Just the show.
You got nothing else.
Just the show waiting to hear
what
to hear
other
about.
Kissing scenes are coming up.
That's what I can't say. I don't want to give anything away.
That's what I want to do.
No more.
All right, so check me out. You can go to robertkellylive.com. All my stuff is up there. Kansas City Improv. I will be coming to you the 17th. Through holy shit, the 20th.
Oh.
I mean, as well, I might just move there.
Oh, I'm an idiot. Cincinnati's 17th is a Thursday, right?
Huh?
Hmm.
No, you fucked up my plug because you fucked up your plug.
I fucked up my plug, so now I'm going to fuck up your plug.
They don't know what the fuck.
And I forgot a plug.
17th is a Thursday.
Hang on 1 second. What do you got?
I am in the next Coen Brothers movie.
What?
Whoa, what?
You drop a bomb like that?
At the end.
You let me piddle my horse shit opening for Nate in Cincinnati? You're in the Coen Brothers movie?
We talked about his stupid OCD for 20 minutes. And you're in a Coen Brothers movie?
Why are you?
You're an asshole. Really?
Yeah.
What's the new Coen Brothers movie?
It's about folk singers in Greenwich Village in 1961.
Are you kidding
me?
Who else
you're
is
an
in
asshole.
It?
I honestly forgot about it.
Do you know anyone else in it?
I'm in it with Carey Mulligan. Justin Timberlake is in it.
You're a fucking piece
totally
of shit.
Forgot.
Really?
You forgot. You
listen,
forgot.
Listen, forgot how successful I am. Let me explain.
Out of the show.
Let me explain.
Because I'm so angry, I removed my mic from the stand because he's in a fucking Coen Brothers movie with JT, one of my man crushes.
I shot the film and immediately went on my honeymoon for 2 weeks.
You already shot it?
Yeah.
Thank you. You didn't book it? You already did it?
Yeah.
You're a fucking hunk of shit, Stark.
I swear.
What the fuck is up with this guy?
This guy,
it's
2 hours.
I hope
he never is on the show again.
I hope he is too, because I want to know all about JT.
I'm going to tell his wife he got a hard on during the last kissing scene.
I'll tell you what, I'd love to come back and I'll talk. We can talk about that.
Yes.
No, we don't need him back now.
He was sitting here talking about the shitty tutu. No, I'm kidding.
Whoa.
I'm kidding. It's
but
a great
we,
show.
You're right. We could have edited out the part about my belly button.
We could have edited that out. We could have fucking.
My OCD.
I couldn't have. We spent 10 minutes giving her gifts. Then
we were trying to waste time on the show.
I went on a fucking.
There was a gem right over here.
I went on a fucking tirade about my weight.
You really did have a mission statement.
There was a gem waiting.
I fucking.
But who stayed on him?
Bob just keeps talking over fucking people because he doesn't know how to do radio.
I stayed on him earlier.
Shut up, Bob.
The fucking goddamn.
Don't take it out on us because you can't talk over Brewer.
Meanwhile, Stark throws out at the end. He goes, "Oh, by the way, kind of in the remake of." Streetcar Named Desire. I'm playing the Brando role. Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
You really stink, Stark. You have to come back on and
I'll
talk about that.
Sure.
All right?
That's awesome.
Jesus. Now I'm going to have Bob back on too.
This is a nightmare.
This really is. Make sure you check us all out at riotcast.com. All the other podcasts on there. Jersey Jerks. I Hate My Wife. Jim Florentine's is fucking awesome. We got 2 brand new ones coming out very, very soon. Some special announcements for riotcast.com.
What about Hammerfisting?
Hammerfisting with
Hammerfisting with Louis J. Gomez.
And we're going to end on the commercial to go.
My mate's up here.
My friend's down there.
There's nothing like this bear.
It's like it.
There's nothing like this giant shrub.
There's nothing like this hairy thing to bounce around in her.
There's nothing like Australia. There's nothing like Australia.
There's nothing like this.
It's what this man from Darwin to Mount Chase.
There's nothing like the people here.
Listen, ugh, I fucking hate it. Stark, do you like Australia?
He's got a career to save.
Exactly.
I'm okay with Australia.
Really?
I've neutral
been
stock.
I've been there.
All right, goodbye.
Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop